and Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He's not only in defiance, Muammar Gaddafi's in denial.
No demonstration at all in the streets. No, no one against us.
Libya's leader telling ABC,
they love me, all my people with me, they love me all.
And those who don't love him, his regime keeps attacking, trying to quell a growing Libyan rebellion. And Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin's monitoring live in London.
And overnight, Gaddafi forces tried but failed to retake Libya's third largest city and a town just 30 miles from Tripoli. The UN Secretary General today repeating those calls for Gaddafi to quit.
He has lost his legitimacy.
Ban Ki-moon speaking as Britain, France and others talk of possible military intervention. The USS Enterprise is heading towards Libya, but Russia says talk of a no-fly zone is no-go, and sanctions alone would likely bring change, Dave.
Alistair, days before government funding dries up, Congress has a temporary plan to avoid a shutdown. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, House could quickly pass a two-week stopgap spending plan on the table today. That would cut $4 billion from current spending this fiscal year. However, a lot of new members, like Florida Republican Rich Nugent, still want bigger cuts for the rest of fiscal 2011. If not,
how are we ever going to make the needed cuts that we have to do to get to a balanced budget? I don't see that happening.
Still, looks like at least this morning, Republicans and Democrats are poised to agree on that short-term extension in federal spending, Dave.
Rich, the woman who ran the Houston daycare that caught fire last week, killing four children, has fled to Nigeria. U.S. officials hoping to find Jessica Tata.
Investigators say a stovetop burner had been left on. She told authorities she'd gone to the bathroom when the fire started, but neighbors say she pulled up to the house in a car and was not there when the fire had started.
Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal. Heavy rain, melting snow, has water rising in Ohio.
I've never seen it this high.
He's in LaRue, where the floods have people headed to higher ground. A lot of rivers overflowing. Every county in Ohio threatened by flooding. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.99%. APR 5.14%. Clients are always asking, are rates going up? Are they going down? You know, no one really knows. But at Quicken Loans, we've got an amazing way to protect you from that uncertainty. It's our new Quicken Loans Rate Drop Advantage program. And here's how it works. Simply close a loan with us, and then, if rates happen to drop within the next 3 years, you have the option to refinance, and we'll cover a majority of your closing fees. Again, today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.99%, APR 5.14%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com and ask about the Quicken Loans Rate Drop Advantage. Another example of how everything we do at Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
You heard the news. You heard the sports. Now read and review. Whatever we said, we've put it online. This is 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof. Call 1-800-FOR-ROOF. That's all you have to do.
Get the best roof for your money. Save on energy too.
Schulte Roofs are above all the rest. They stand up to the test.
Schulte Roofing,
the home of the bulletproof.
You know, most roofing contractors' warranties and guarantees are full of holes. Not at Schulte. They offer manufacturer-certified and drug-tested installers, 25-year transferable workmanship warranties, a 100% money-back guarantee, and if the roof ever does leak, they'll fix the leak, repair any interior damage, and pay you $250. No holes in their warranty or guarantees. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing,
the home of the bulletproof roof.
Batteries Plus is trimming the cost of lawn and garden batteries. Right now at Batteries Plus, you can save $5 on a new battery for your riding lawnmower, cordless trimmer, weed whacker, leaf blower, and more. Batteries Plus, the replace it place. Savings after mail-in rebate. Offer valid on Extreme lawn and garden batteries only. Offer good through May 31st, 2011. Other exclusions may apply.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station, located on the corner of Texas and Holloman, now through May 31st, and receive $5 off select lawn and garden batteries after mail-in rebate. Batteries Plus, the replace it place.
I'm Chuck Morrow. At Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet, we claim to be the best flooring dealer in the Brazos Valley. So what is it that allows us to make this claim?
And I'm Scott Razor. At Carpet Outlet, we have more
more ready-to-go inventory in our warehouse than any other dealer in the county. That means you can buy today and we can install it tomorrow.
We are the largest Shaw dealer between Dallas and Houston.
And in some cases, this allows us to sell their products for less than our competitors can even buy them for.
At Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet, we don't just claim to be the best, we prove it every day.
WTAW News Time is 6:05, 44 degrees right now at the studios, high today about 71, and we did cool off more than we are, just about as much as we thought we did, down to the mid-40s, and we'll be right back there again tomorrow, a little bit warmer tomorrow during the day, but still very nice for the rest of the week. About the only complaint is we could use some rain. Too bad there's none of that in the forecast. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. After spending the weekend sequestered in a local hotel, the jury in a Brazos County capital murder trial reached a verdict before lunch Monday. Artist Pollard of Brenham was found guilty of killing Terrell McCoy. The December 2006 shooting took place at a home northwest of Bryan. Because prosecutors did not seek the death penalty, Pollard was sentenced to life in prison without parole. Texas senators are looking at public education solutions that could ease big cuts. Whatever happens, though, Bryan Republican and Senate Finance Committee Chair Steve Ogden says you can't pass the budget as proposed without adding some money to it, because that would decimate public education.
I think when you're wrestling with these issues, you're really going to end up not with the best solution, but the least objectionable solution. And the most objectionable solution right now is the base bill, in my opinion.
One idea is to put off cuts until the second year of the budget, hoping revenue picks up and those cuts could be avoided or eased back. It's been 6 months and one death since Bryan police officers rode trains through town. Today, officers will ride trains again looking for traffic violations. The last time it was done, police wrote 34 tickets. Since then, a local man was struck and killed by a train in January. Sergeant Jeff Peters says one of the primary infractions is stopping on the tracks.
And that doesn't mean that your tires have to be on the tracks. Your vehicle, if it overhangs the tracks or a trailer or anything like that, that you're pulling overhangs the tracks, then you're in violation.
The fine for stopping on the tracks is $300. A two-and-a-half-year, $13 million upgrade at St. Joseph Regional Health Center is complete. We get more on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
You have gathered us this day to assemble for the blessing of this sacred and holy place of healing, St. Joseph Regional Health Center of Bryan, Texas. Merciful and compassionate God, who gives us life, comforter of the afflicted and the weak, bless the works of our hands and our minds as we continue the healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
Monsignor John Malinowski blessed St. Joseph's new labor and delivery unit, opening a newly expanded women's center. The chief of obstetrics and gynecology, Dr. Ryan Walter, thanked those who worked around the construction.
The staff cannot be more excited about having all this extra space to be able to provide for care. As we expect growth in the community, now I think we're able to handle that growth and be able to provide these services to women and also the newborns with Dr. Roger.
Last year, St. Joseph's delivered over 2,100 babies. The unit grew from 6 to 11 delivery rooms and from 17 to 34 postpartum rooms, among other upgrades. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Texas Department of Transportation has public meetings scheduled regarding area projects. One is tonight in Carlos to discuss a proposed interchange on Highway 30 at FM 244 in Grimes County. TxDOT's Bob Caldwell says the meeting is at Carlos Missionary Baptist Church on 30, just west of the proposed interchange location.
This will improve safety by bringing FM 244 over State Highway 30. So we have a layout that we're going to show that plan, and we just hope everyone comes out and looks at it.
Caldwell says TxDOT staff will be available for questions at 5, followed by a formal presentation at 6.
This public meeting is to show the different preferred alternative that we've come up with, plus the old plans that we have showed previously.
TxDOT has meetings scheduled in Bryan and Huntsville next week to take comments about improving Highway 190. The Bryan meeting is a week from Thursday night at the Brazos Center. And the George Bush Presidential Library Foundation and President Bush have announced this year's recipient of their Excellence in Public Service Award. The foundation's executive director, Roman Papaduke, says a posthumous presentation to President Ronald Reagan will be made a week from Thursday.
The president is honoring President Reagan on three fronts for three basic reasons. One, he restored America's sense of confidence. He put the country back on the road to economic recovery and restored American leadership abroad. And I think it's important to note that not only was there a professional and very close professional working relationship when President Bush served as vice president, but also that he regards President Reagan as a mentor and a friend, and this is one way in which he wants to honor that memory.
Papaduke says the award will be accepted by James Baker, who worked for both Presidents Reagan and Bush. Free tickets for the award program are available at the Bush Library and here at WTAW, among other locations. WTAW News Time, 610, 44 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Fact. When pain keeps you up at night, nothing is proven to get you to sleep faster than Advil PM Liquid Gels. Fact. Advil PM Liquid Gels are the only liquid-filled capsules created just for nighttime pain. Fact. Advil PM Liquid Gels rush liquid fast relief to ease your pain and help you fall asleep fast. The facts say it all. When pain keeps you from getting to sleep fast, make Advil PM Liquid Gels your number one choice.
Comparisons based on OTC nighttime pain relievers. Use as directed.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation. Unit 888 anti-spam or visit barracuda.com.
Hey, good morning. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by the area's only complete sleep center. That's the College Station Sleep Center.
Large dome of high pressure will continue to sit across the region. The system's going to be responsible for a pretty nice morning, pretty nice day, and pretty nice weather right through the middle part of the week. All sorts of sun today. Will top out in the lower 70s. Clear tonight with low in the upper 40s. Abundant sunshine tomorrow, highs probably in the low to mid-70s. Tomorrow night, clear, a little milder, low 50s. And it's sunny on Thursday, temperatures somewhere in the low to mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Got some Aggie baseball tonight and tomorrow night as UT Pan American brings a 5-0 record into Olsen Field as the Aggies try to bounce back from their first loss of the year. And Aggie basketball from the frying pan to the fire as the Aggies go to take on number 2 Kansas tomorrow night. We'll talk about that. And Texas loses again, this time at home last night to Kansas State. That and more coming up in sports.
So, Rob, talking about all sorts of sun.
Yeah.
Don't know what that means. Just thought it'd just be that one up there in the sky, but you know it'll be 72, and I guess finally the winds are going to die down today, and it'll be pretty nice. Actually, all week long.
Yeah,
winds die down. Fire departments will be happy about that.
Yes, mm-hmm. And but yeah, we could use a little rain, as you mentioned. Be nice to do that.
I went ahead and complained in advance for you.
Yeah.
You know, there is no silver lining without a cloud.
Nope.
So.
That's
how do you complain for Scott? I mean, you know, can you ever really measure up?
Really. Oh, yeah. But would you? Come on, Tom. You know what he's going to complain about.
I mean, that's right. So there. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Time to start the show now.
Okay.
We have to settle down and take our seats.
Oh, no, hands in our laps.
That's right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I have to sharpen my pencil.
Got to do that later. They still got pencil sharpeners in the lower grades, do you think?
Yeah.
Do they?
I think
it's
not the crank kind. You're probably right.
I'm not sure what they have, but I'm pretty sure my daughter has talked about pencil sharpeners.
Right.
So.
Didn't know if they became a weapon after they'd been sharpened.
That's right.
Yeah. Can't have your buttercup getting stabbed.
Nope. The Johnson County,
unless
Iowa.
He asked for it.
The Johnson County, Iowa Sheriff's Department arrested a lady Saturday night after she allegedly left her kiddos alone at home. She went to buy some cigs.
Make a movie out of that.
Home Alone?
Yeah.
It'll be hilarious.
went to buy some cigarettes and then to a bar. And gets worse.
Yeah.
Authorities said that patrons at Slim's Saloon found Adrian.
What do you want to bet Slim isn't?
No. Slim's about 350.
I'm just going to go out on a limb.
Yeah.
And it'll break off if Slim's out there.
Yeah.
Adrian and Gressman's 2 children crying in the snow.
Oh, my gosh.
Really. Brought them into the bar for safety. It gets worse. A bartender at Slim's said that Adrian was in the establishment after her kids had been brought inside and didn't notice them or take them home. Very nice. Mm. Deputies located her 25 minutes later.
Well,
once again, you don't need a license to drive a car.
Keanu Reeves says. God, I never thought I'd say that.
Did you say anything else best?
No. He talked about Socrates.
Yeah, that's true.
He did that pretty well.
Yeah.
Information. Perfect
situation. Oh, we need to get some music ready for birthdays.
Oh.
I don't know if you've noticed that.
I just went to it there.
No.
I shall look into it.
Okay. It's worth your while to spend this time
with us. It's going to be a good. I'm looking. Morning meeting. We're going to
have a great time today. This time of year, when the days are crisp and the nights are cool, there's just something special about visiting a Cracker Barrel Old Country store. Maybe it's the warmth of the open fire in our dining room, or the nearby checkerboard framed by comfortable rocking chairs. Of course, it might also be that you're hungry for some good country cooking. And at Cracker Barrel, that's just what you'll find. Generous portions of home-style favorites, including a hearty breakfast served all day, every day. After your meal, you're always welcome to browse our country store for hand-selected gifts and unique treasures. Some you just can't find anywhere else. We invite you to visit us today, and we'll make sure there's a comfortable rocker by the fireplace ready to welcome you. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Eat, shop, relax.
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Come visit your local Cracker Barrel in Bryan at Highway 6 and Briarcrest Drive.
Hey, there you go, 616, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Mm-hmm.
Boy, we've got a plethora of birthdays today.
A plethora of birthdays.
This is a lot of them, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Them too.
Yeah, really.
There you go. It's March the 1st, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Pete Rozelle, the former NFL commissioner, is 85.
I think, you know, he's no longer with us.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
I guess you know, you're right. I've forgotten about that. Harry Belafonte is, though. He's 84 years old today.
Wish he'd shut up.
Yeah. Robert Conrad, the Wild Wild West, he's 76 years old today.
Knocked this battery off my shoulder.
Yeah, I remember those commercials, sure. Roger Daltrey, the singer of The Who, is 67 years old today.
Very nice. Yeah. That was him.
That's it. There you go. Alan Thicke, the actor, remember from Growing Pains?
It's normally reserved for, you know, pithy remarks.
Yeah.
But,
Alan Thicke is 64 years old today. Dirk Benedict was an adventure star on Battlestar Galactica and the A-Team.
I was going to say he was on the A-Team.
Yeah, there you go.
Which defined my generation.
There you go. He's 66 years old today. It's Opie's birthday. Ron Howard turns 57 years old today. So, you know, what have you done with your life since?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you're 57. Booker T. Is a pro wrestler.
Booker T. Jones.
He's 46 years old today. Actor Javier Bardem, Academy Award nominee, was just nominated, didn't win, but he's 42 years old today. Mark Paul Gosselaar from Saved by the Bell. He was Zach, of course. He's 37 years old today. And seen on Blue's Clues, if your kids watches Blue's Clues, Donovan Patton turns 34
years
old.
That's Joe.
There you go. And Catherine Bach from the Dukes of Hazzard is 57 years
Daisy.
Old.
Uh-huh.
Daisy. Yeah, there you go. And Tim Daly.
Wait, so Daisy Duke and Opie are the same age.
Exactly. How about that? Tim Daly, you first saw him on Wings, and he's been on a lot of other things since then, is 55 years old today.
Well, and one thing I was going to say, Javier Bardem, he was the very intimidating bad guy in No Country for Old Men.
Exactly, yeah.
He didn't talk a lot.
No,
he did.
But when he did, people were about to die.
that's right. Actor George Eads from CSI is 44 years old today.
He's from Belton, Texas.
Yeah, and I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. His daddy was Cappy Eads. He was the DA over there for a long time.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, no, you wouldn't know that, but I would because I was working over there then. Yeah. How old is he?
Eads?
Yeah.
He's, I just said it.
I know.
He would be, Oh, 44. There you go. 44 years old. And,
feeling young, aren't you, Scott?
I was trying to think if I covered him in any sports in Belton. I mean, because I was right up the road, but he's a little bit old for that. All right.
There you go. And finally.
Yeah.
We saved the youngest to last.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got the music. Okay.
Actually, there's another one, but there's no. Kesha is 24 today, too.
Oh, Kesha?
Yeah. She's a singer, isn't she?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. This would be Mr. Bieber.
Justice Bieber?
Justice Bieber.
Justin saw 30 Bieber. Rock, I believe there was a note.
There you go. He's 17 years old today.
Yeah.
17.
Got his hair cut for that, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So now, did he go to the Playboy Mansion before, or is he still, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if he's been there yet or not.
I don't know. I don't think you can get in when you're 17, can you?
Oh, if you're Justin Bieber, you could do that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, and the cops would follow.
Yeah, by the way, that doesn't count as our music for today. We'll come up with something else, sir.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Yes, Charlie Sheen, 9/11 truther, does not believe in AA, goes off on specific rants. But, of course, he's not egotistical. He's not narcissistic. No, the world, according to Charlie.
That this point because of psychological distress. Oh my God, it's 3 million episode. Take it or leave it.
Oh, so you want to race?
Well, yeah, look what they put me through. I'm tired of pretending like I'm not bitching a total freaking rock star from Mars. And people can't figure me out. They can't process me. I don't expect them to. You can't process me with a normal brain.
Do you owe CBS an apology?
No. They owe me a big one, publicly, while licking my feet.
And the media laps it up. Another Hollywood star headed for disaster. Does he get to avoid this in time?
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today. Right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Arthritis alert! Arthritis alert! Now, there's a pain-killing cream that reduces arthritis pain on contact. It's called Painbuster 2. Painbuster 2 has a rare combination of pain-killing powerhouses to provide deep, penetrating heat to joints and muscles that need it most to help relieve stiffness and improve mobility. Arthritis pain sufferers will be amazed at the way Painbuster 2 could help them live normal and active lives. Arthritis alert! Arthritis alert!
Painbuster 2 is now available at CVS, Walmart, and Walgreens everywhere.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Let me tell you about a client that came in my office the other day. This young lady was going through a divorce, and she was very nervous and upset about it. So I comforted her by telling her that my primary goal for my clients is to get them through the divorce procedure in the shortest period of time with the least amount of legal fees and the least amount of pain. Now, I don't have control over those three areas, but by the time I talked to her and told her that my job was to represent her and make sure all of her rights are protected in the divorce procedure, she felt a lot better about it. So, if you're looking for an understanding attorney, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200. That's 779-7200. Or visit Family and EstateLaw.com.
Hey, business owners, let me take just a minute of your time to tell you about something I took advantage of about a year and a half ago, and it's really saved me money with my business, and that is Suddenlink Business Phone Service. Now, they've got a special number for you to call, 903-939-7245, but just like the service that you have at your house, which is great, you can also bundle with other Suddenlink services, and you can save money, but you get the reliability that you need. You can call Suddenlink Business today and ask about this phone service. Unlimited starting as low as $39.95. Includes unlimited local and long-distance calls, plus call waiting. There's caller ID. There's three-way calling and a lot more. And then you take that, you bundle it with your business high-speed Internet, and you've got a set price. You can budget for that throughout the year. Now, the other thing that's nice is you get to keep the same phone number that you've had for years. You get to keep the equipment and the features, and you can save up to 30% when compared to the phone company sometimes. You can also get email delivery on your voicemail. You can customize the calling features that are available to make it more efficient for you. If you need to add lines as your business grows, you can do that. You're not restricted to any specific number of lines. Join more than 60,000 businesses that are trusting the stability and reliability of Suddenlink Business. Give them a call today at 903-939-7245.
It's your chance to sample over 30 local restaurants in one place with one ticket. The BCS Chamber of Commerce presents the Epicurean Extravaganza Tuesday, March 8th. Local restaurants are ready for you to sample their signature dishes inside the Brazos County Expo Complex. Save $5 with advance tickets or buy a premium pass for early admission. For tickets, call the Chamber at 260-5200 or visit us on the web at bcschamber.org. Sponsored by the Chamber, HEB, and the Brazos Valley Restaurant Association.
If you got a recent recall notice on your car, you'd take it to be fixed, wouldn't you? Of course, because you're responsible. But you're not Hertz, Avis, or any of those guys. A survey by federal safety regulators finds that rental car companies get around to performing only about half of all recalls. The others? Well, they just hope nothing bad happens. The news is seldom good for T-Mobile, and recent results are no exception. The company's been losing customers faster than they can sign new ones, and a big part of the problem is that it's running out of bandwidth. It just can't keep up with all the demands of the spectrum-hungry smartphones. Being unemployed is stressful, but so is being married to somebody who's unemployed. A new study finds that marriages suffer when one spouse is employed and the other one isn't. Feeling bad about your spouse's problems can cause trouble for you at your workplace, the researchers found. What they recommend? That employers do a little bit more counseling. I'm Stacey Cohen. You can learn more at ConsumerAffairs.com.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof. Call 1-800-FOR-ROOF. That's all you have to do. Get the best roof for your money. Schulte roofs are above all the rest. They stand up to the test. Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
You know, most roofing contractors' warranties and guarantees are full of holes. Not at Schulte. They offer manufacturer-certified and drug-tested installers, 25-year transferable workmanship warranties, a 100% money-back guarantee, and if the roof ever does leak, they'll fix the leak, repair any interior damage, and pay you $250. No holes in their warranty or guarantees. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hey, good morning. It's 627. Here's a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Sunny, 71 for a high temperature today. Light winds out of the northeast at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chilly again tonight, about 44, what we had last night. And then we'll continue to have temperatures in the middle 70s all week long. Slight chance of showers as we get toward the end of the week, only about 20 or 30%. And just a tad cooler, just below 70, it looks like. And we're gradually going to have warming temperatures at night, but not tremendously. We'll be up about 52 or 53 as we get toward the end of the week. All in all, pretty nice weather if we could just get some rain. Humidity is 80% right now. The winds are from the north at 6. We have a little wind chill factor at 39. We have fair skies, and it's 43.
You have a lot of control over how well your brain functions, and much of it has to do with what you eat. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Think about that special someone in your life. Good. Now push them aside and focus on you. Isn't it time you treated yourself to what could be hundreds of dollars in savings on your car insurance by switching to GEICO? Don't you want to join the other 4 million drivers who switched last year? Contact GEICO today for a free rate quote and show yourself how much you care about yourself.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. Sarah from Detroit, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Mermaid. Listen, you gotta help me. My adorable mother-in-law is coming over, and I need to whip up the world's best dinner fast, or I'll never hear the end of it.
Don't panic. Chicken of the Sea is fresh, great-tasting tuna, combined with one of our quick and delicious recipes found on chickenofthesea.com, and your mother-in-law will be speechless.
Well, one can only hope.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best tuna? Chicken of the Sea.
Some interesting new research has uncovered some fascinating new facts about how our brains work. We now know that
certain genes that are involved in making the brain more functional, more resistant to damage, more resistant to disease, those genes are actually under our control.
Dr. David Perlmutter, author of the book Power Up Your Brain, says there's something called neuroplasticity. It's that ability to rewire our own brain for the better.
And we can enhance neuroplasticity through certain foods and lifestyle issues, things like physical exercise. We now know that physical exercise turns on a particular gene that dramatically enhances neuroplasticity. Even in things like meditation, new studies show that the brain physically changes when we're involved in prayer and or meditation.
As for the foods you eat, things like broccoli, green tea, and the spice turmeric seem to have some big benefits.
You get turmeric in mustard. Curried foods have high levels of turmeric. You know, it's interesting to note the risk of getting Alzheimer's disease in India is only 25% of what it is in the United States. One thing about the Indian diet is they eat a lot of turmeric.
And it's never too late to start making these changes.
The human brain retains the ability to grow new brain cells throughout its lifetime. You can be 90, and these techniques are absolutely valid.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Are you looking for health insurance for your business? Brown & Company Insurance Services offers exactly what you need. Brown & Company will help you discover flexible, affordable programs and services for groups of all sizes. No matter how diverse your company needs may be, Brown & Company has a solution for you.
Obtain affordable group coverage for your business today. Contact me, Brian Brown, at Brown & Company Insurance Services for your free quote, 694-6900, or on the web at bcins.net.
WTNW News Time, 6:30, 44 degrees right now at the studios. High today, about 71. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mia's on Main. For windows beyond measure and more, it's Mia's on Main in the Brazos Decorative Center, downtown Bryant. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. A Brazos County jury reached its decision in a capital murder trial Monday before lunch. The panel, which spent the weekend sequestered in a local hotel, convicted Artis Pollard of Brenham in the December 2006 shooting death of Terrell McCoy at a home northwest of Bryan. Pollard received an automatic sentence of life in prison without parole because prosecutors did not seek the death penalty. State senators looked Monday at alternative models to help fund Texas public education. Bryan Republican and Senate Finance Committee Chair Steve Ogden says the models are an improvement but still not good for Texas schools.
These models, I'll bet, will look a lot better than what's in the base bill. The base bill basically decimates public ed.
The models Ogden references show the effect on local school districts from various levels of spending cuts. So far, many of those models don't look good, and they haven't even run yet with the full $9.3 billion cut that is in the Senate bill as proposed. You can't say you haven't been warned if you're caught illegally crossing railroad tracks by Bryan police. Officers will be on trains today looking for traffic violations. Sergeant Jeff Peters says a common problem is stopping on the tracks.
You're in a bad situation, not only for your vehicle or anybody, the safety of anybody in your vehicle, but if a train hits that and for whatever reason it causes a derailment, how many more people have you put in jeopardy at that point?
When a similar exercise was done last September, 34 drivers were ticketed. Also during that same period, a local man died when he was hit by a passing train. State inspectors gave the green light last week, and Monday was the final stamp of approval before opening a $13 million expansion at St. Joseph Health Center. WTAW's Bill Oliver was there.
Reverend Callie Candy gave the first of two blessings.
Bless each new life that is entrusted to our care, and may their families be blessed as they care for the children.
Chief Executive Officer Kathy Cruzy, who arrived last fall, thanked everyone for their patience during 2.5 years of construction.
All those adjustments made the work of caring for new moms and babies even more challenging. But it was a challenge you took on with enthusiasm. It speaks to the pride you take and the compassion that you extend to the families you serve. It stands as an excellent example of our values as you maintain reverence for patients under challenging conditions, maintain the quality of service this unit has always been known for.
The St. Joseph's Women's Center grew from 6 to 11 delivery rooms and added a separate special care nursery, among other new services and equipment. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Texas Department of Transportation has another idea to improve the deadly intersection of Highway 30 and FM 244 in Carlos and Grimes County, and you had the opportunity to see those plans tonight. TxDOT's Bob Caldwell says the idea is to bring 244 over 30 east of Carlos Missionary Baptist Church, which is also the site of tonight's meeting.
And every project that TxDOT does, public involvement is very, very important. And so we're trying to come back and just meeting with the citizens out there to see what they think, and we will go from there.
TxDOT staff will be available for questions at 5, followed by a formal presentation at 6. And a week from Thursday night at the Brazos Center, there will be a discussion about improving Highway 190. And the latest honor during the 100th anniversary of the birth of President Ronald Reagan is a week from Thursday at the George Bush Presidential Library. Reagan is this year's winner of President Bush's Excellence in Public Service Award. The executive director of the Library Foundation, Roman Papaduke, expects this year's presentation will be more emotional because James Baker, who worked for both Bush and Reagan, will accept the award.
Jim Baker is a perfect link between the two presidents. As you know, Baker served as Treasury Secretary in the Reagan administration and then also as White House Chief of Staff in the second term for President Reagan. And during President Bush's administration, of course, he served as Secretary of State and then toward the end of the administration as White House Chief of Staff again. So he has a good bird's eye view of the strengths and characters of both men, and I know he enjoyed working for both of them. And as you know, he remains extremely close to President Bush to this day.
Free tickets for the program are available at the Bush Library and here at WTAW, among other locations. WTAW News Time is 6:35, 44 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Mia's on Main. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi there, Mia with Mia's on Main here. Each year I get tons of calls for plantation shutters, but let's face it, they can be expensive. Until now. For a limited time, we're offering plantation wood shutters installed for only $18 per square foot. These quality wood shutters are custom, providing insulation, light control, and timeless beauty. Whether you're looking for custom shutters, draperies, bedding, blinds, or shades, trust your decor to Mia's on Main.
Mia's on Main, 823 Main. That's 823-6246. Mia's on Main in the Brazos Valley Decorative Center.
So where are we going for spring break?
Mom, we're not going anywhere.
What?
I logged on to AggielandHelpWanted.com to find a seasonal job.
What? You can't find a job?
Why? They have tons of local jobs.
No, I mean party.
Oh, but it was easy and free, and I had my resume up in minutes, and I found a great job.
Dude.
Bummer. Okay, Mom, I'm not your dude, and no one says bummer anymore.
Oh, bummer.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
We can't say bummer anymore? Wow, that's a bummer.
At least according to that commercial.
That's pretty cute. All right, let's do some weather. It's brought to you by the folks over at United Roofing. You can call them at 268-ROOF or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
The overall weather pattern should produce a couple of gorgeous days across the region. We'll have high pressure sitting over the area today. It's going to result in sunshine with a temperature close to 70 this afternoon. Clear tonight, lows will be somewhere between 45 and 50. High pressure is with us tomorrow. We're sunny, a little warmer, 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, clear skies, lows will be near 50. It'll be sunny across the area Thursday, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Former basketball coaches Bob Knight and Eddie Sutton are among those in the 2011 Basketball Hall of Fame class. We'll tell you who else will be inducted on November the 20th. Aggie basketball team will be in Lawrence tomorrow as Coach Mark Turgeon returns to his roots. That and more coming up in sports.
So we just looked the other way with the long-term substance abuse. Is that right? Is that basically it when it comes to Eddie Sutton? We just forget the fact that he pretty much was out of his head for the last 3-4 years that he was coaching.
And the chair throwing on the other side.
Well, and the car wrecking on the way to the airport to come to College Station, right? Because he was under a medical condition. I got a real problem. I got a real problem with him being in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah, me too.
That's just, I cannot understand that.
Me too. Knight, not so much. I'm not a big Bob Knight fan, but 902 wins, and as far as we know, he never got arrested. You know, so
Bob Knight is different. I mean, you know, obviously, having your kid play for Bob Knight was an experience probably like none other. But he was a tremendous teacher in what he did. The ways that he did it sometimes was probably not good. He didn't have a respect for some authority, or I guess authority he didn't respect. But this Eddie Sutton thing, that's horrible. Mm. I think that is unconscionable. Have no reason to believe that he belongs in there.
Yep.
Bad enough he's got his name on a... You know, if a school wants to put his name on their basketball court, that's fine. But Man, we're talking the sport itself, and I just don't think just because he won a lot of games, that doesn't mean anything.
Well, he almost asked for his name to be taken off when they fired his son, who also had a problem.
And, you know, and I don't, you know, every family's got its own stuff, but I just don't know that he necessarily needs to be in some sort of a national hall for that kind of thing. Okay, so, gosh, you had the news story there, Chase. Steve Ogden is saying bad, bad things can happen to public education if this base bill passes.
I believe the verb decimate is being used.
Yeah, it's a pretty... And again, I think we knew that it was going to be bad, but again, it's worse. It's going to be far worse for some school districts. And that's the thing. Texas is such a broad landscape. This is a canvas where public education is so different within the boundaries of this state. And the problems, we don't even know about some of the problems that smaller school districts have or the challenges that they have to face. And to see the boys and girls in Austin deciding they need to do that. I certainly, boy, I would think they have to give them some options. And, you know, Fred Brown, for what, the last two sessions anyway, has introduced legislation saying that we need to have school districts consolidated by the county. You know, I talked to a guy who said, maybe you should fund school districts by the county. Just dump all the money in the county and go, okay, split it up.
Which but who sorts it out?
Yeah, which is an interesting idea. I don't know. I guess you have to put together one more board to do that. But as we look at...
That just seems like another... that if you're not going to go countywide school districts... And
one more level of bureaucracy.
Yeah, it really does. And you know, I was thinking about that the other day. From an efficiency standpoint, countywide school districts make sense, but there's one school district in our area, Normandy School District, that comes to mind that is mostly in Leon County, but also crosses into Madison County.
Yeah, and that's, you know, we have the same thing in that in southern Brazos County.
Some of those
Navasota. Kiddos go to Navasota, and, you know, which is not to say that it's not a fixable situation. It's just it would be different. But again, as we look at our world, how many things have had to change for that kind of reason? And they're struggling with it. And all we can hope is good stewards, you know, be good stewards. And again, you know, your school board races end up looking like junior varsity basketball scores when you have people go out and vote. Those boys and girls on school boards control a lot of stuff.
Someone has
a lot of stuff. That's right. Good for them. So the legislative budget writers all got together yesterday and said, we understand that you are the longest serving governor in Texas history, but we're going to have to get into that rainy day fund. Steve Ogden, for his part, says probably get into that to the tune of about $3 billion. Jim Pitts said $4.3 billion needs to be taken out. That's let's go back to schools for just a second. Now, you did mention that their thought is keep funding where it is this year, and then next year they'd make the adjustment because hopefully the economy will pick up.
Things will improve, and you kind of hedge your bets a little bit, which that could come back to bite you.
Yeah, that's kicking the can down the road to some extent. Now, again, we have a pretty vibrant economy, but still.
But, again, I understand where they're coming from. But still, you know, it just that would make me nervous.
Yeah, yeah. Trying to stave off problems. Hey, have either of you boys gotten phone calls or anything from the Texans for Fiscal Responsibility?
Nope.
They have called 350,000 households across the state of Texas. Emphasis on constituents of lawmakers sitting on the budget writing House Appropriations and Senate Finance Committees. So, you know, we would certainly be in that target. And right now, public education bureaucrats are threatening to scare parents and teachers by threatening the classroom, says a spokesman for them, Michael Sullivan, his group, again, Texans for Fiscal Responsibility. So I don't know if they've completed their calls. They may be coming to a call center near you. So they might want to have some input from you when it comes to that. Let's see. Today in Washington.
Uh-huh. D.C.?
Big Daddy's up there, by the way.
That's right.
They waited for him to get up here to have the big vote.
But, today apparently is when they vote to incrementally cut the budget back. You know, they're going to do like $2 billion for 2 weeks. You know, $2 billion then $2 billion more, and that makes $4 billion so that we don't have to talk about government shutdown because that scares people. So that's kind of the plan. Then they said, well, maybe we could ooch it forward to maybe like a whole month of budget cuts.
Uh-huh.
Could we do that? And that's kind of what they're looking at right now.
What does government shutdown mean? I mean, it doesn't.
We did it.
Literally mean, I know, but I forget.
Yeah, well.
I mean, does the mail stop going?
No. There were vital services that still happened, but I think there were government offices.
It's kind of like bringing the generator out.
Yeah, right? Like that. Uh-huh. And, you know,
but what foreign government did we say last week? I believe it's been on government shutdown for
Belgium.
Yeah, for how long?
249 days at that time.
And and Belgium hasn't dried up and blown away.
No, they did okay. They're still operating. They have an infrastructure there. So, boy, it'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Again, Bort says, let's do it. Let's cut off the tax dollars and see what happens. He's been talking about that for a decade now almost. Well, according to a report from Moody's Analytics, they released it yesterday, 700,000 jobs would disappear by the end of the year if Republicans get their budget cuts. The author of the report from Moody's, his name is Mark Zandi. He says the Goldman Sachs also came out with a report that said $61 billion in cuts would shrink the economy by about 0.5%, and we just can't afford to do that. Now, remember, John Boehner has already said he's ready to knock out those 700,000 jobs to save the federal budget $61 billion.
You know the uncomfortable question that no one's going to ask in that? Let's define those 700,000 jobs. let's quantify those jobs. Let's first start with the ones that would actually be are and this is from a standpoint of total ignorance. Are any of those jobs that are currently unfilled? In other words, are those 700,000 lost jobs of those 700,000 lost jobs? Are any of them current positions that are vacant right now? And by saying we are not going to fill them, they somehow qualify as a lost job?
Yeah, and 99% assured that there must be some of these positions that are unfilled.
And if that's the case, that's not a lost job.
No.
That's just a job that remains unfilled. The other thing I would ask, and here's the really difficult and nasty thing to ask, and how dare I ask because it's heartless, how many of these jobs were necessary in the first place?
That's a good question.
Because if it's bureaucracy we're talking about, we've established this before. There's a big example of bureaucracy, oh gosh,
how far?
Oh, over there.
Quarter
right
mile.
There. Yeah, we can see it from here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And I'm sure none of the three of us, certainly you boys have lived here longer than I have seen any waste whatsoever in that one example.
Nah, never. Now, the other part that needs to be looked into is, and it doesn't matter what the level of government, whenever you start talking about cuts, immediately the people at the top start talking about loss of public safety and service.
Well, at the federal level, that's not the federal government's responsibility.
It's not. But what will happen is the jobs that will be cut are the clerks or the people who interact with those people who are receiving services, not the $82,000 administrator who sits in the office down the hall. So what happens is those people who have been looking, rightly or wrongly, looking to the government for some sort of product or service will find they'll have to wait longer, be inconvenienced more because of government cutbacks, while the $82,000 a year administrator gets to keep their job.
Well, not my heart bleeding for the $82,000 a year administrator, as you pointed out, but if someone who is otherwise able-bodied or for whatever reason has to wait in line longer to receive government services, tough.
So be it. Yeah, no, I understand. They don't get my heart open to them, but they do that so that there is pushback, so that there are people saying the government has shut down, shut me out, made it more difficult for me to get my entitlements. Oh yeah, remember that entitlement word.
Yeah.
But the idea is they do that so that there is pushback from those people who are receiving things, so that there's a squeal and those people don't get their jobs cut back. So.
Well, and then sadly the media plays right into it because then they go into, you know, Sulphur Springs, Texas to find the one, you know, they search high and low looking for the one person that qualifies for the story that they're trying to write or publish or get on the air.
Again, a million years ago, I'm at the Smithsonian. It's the opening day of the Enola Gay exhibit there. We watched as a busload of protesters drove up, got their signs out just in time for the cameras to get there. The cameras leave, they got their box lunches, got back on the bus, and it was all done in about 25 minutes.
Uh-huh.
So they stage it, make sure it gets on the nightly news, and then everybody is wringing their hands.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattlers.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week throughout the fall, from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. If you're interested in restoring native grasses for grazing, there are several factors to be considered. Learn the positives and negatives of utilizing these native species this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Have you taken a look lately at your front walk and the plants that surround it? Do you find yourself wishing for something just a little less bland? Spring is a great time to make those changes, so grab a sketch pad. We're going to start dreaming of better landscaping to come right after this important message. For 25 years, gardeners in Texas have turned to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine as the definitive word in Texas horticulture. It's the best regional gardening magazine in America, and the region we serve is Texas. Your Texas landscape, your Texas garden. Every story that's ever appeared in our pages was written by a Texas gardening authority. If you've never seen our magazine, I invite you to try it. If you're not completely satisfied, I personally will refund every penny. Order today by calling my office, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. Order online at neilsperry.com. After holding prices steady for 7 years, we're facing a price rise very soon. But I'll offer you the old subscription rate, 1 year, 6 big issues, only $21.95. If you subscribe today, satisfaction is completely guaranteed. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. Order online at neilsperry.com. If you're thinking about making adjustments to your walkway, begin with the walkway itself. If it's a boring corridor of concrete that runs straight from the door to the curb, there is a better way. If it's become tattered or stained, help is near. Whatever your reason, walks can be changed. Don't be afraid to take it out. You can don the goggles and gloves and spend a couple of hours on the business end of the sledge. You'll soon have the old walk broken down into manageable chunks. Or you can hire the work done by an experienced landscape contractor. It's no big deal. Trust me. Your local nurseryman can refer you to several. Probably you have some working in your neighborhood already. Functional walks may not always be straight, but they won't vary too far off that course. Long, gentle curves work well, and they add a more natural look to the landscape. Or more geometric designs can turn your walk into a piece of garden art in its own right. Scan through gardening references, drive around town, take photos of walks that you like, and mull over your options. Hard surfaces need to be smooth for safe walking. They must drain well in rainy and icy weather. They need to be sufficiently wide to look in scale with the rest of the landscape. Your walk, after all, is the visual red carpet you roll out to your guests. It needs to appear welcoming. Consider 42 or 48 inches of surface and flare it out as it meets the front door. You have many fine options in walk surfaces. Plain concrete, of course, is one. It's affordable and it's quick. But that may be what you just removed, so you may want to consider interlocking concrete pavers or hard-fired brick pavers, patterned concrete, exposed aggregate, or even flagstone instead. All should be put in place over a 1 to 2 inch bed of packed brick sand that can act as a cushion. Pavers can be snugged against one another with dry sand swept into the cracks. That's a comparatively easy do-it-yourself weekend project. Mortaring pavers in place, on the other hand, is usually better left to the pros. You want to see your front landscape in its entirety, and for that reason, you probably won't want to line each side of your walk with shrubs or ground covers or flowers that would carve it into two halves. That doesn't mean, of course, that no landscaping should touch the walk. Indeed, you'll want the front beds of your house to sweep into it, 8 to 12 feet out from the house, closer in smaller properties. That may involve a redesign of certain elements of those beds.
Curving the front beds, for example, should stretch across the walk a continuous line. And walks can really be wonderful beginnings to a visit to your home. I encourage you to think through your walkway alternatives. I'm Neil Sperry. Facts to know to garden successfully in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, everybody. Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Brian brings you the first sports. Here we go. The Aggies lost to Baylor on Saturday, as expected. Knocked them down a few pegs in the AP and the coaches' polls that came out yesterday. A&M dropped from 17th in both polls to 24th in the AP, 22nd in the coaches' vote. A&M goes from the frying pan to the fire for sure tomorrow night when they'll be at number 2-ranked Kansas as Mark Turgeon returns for a second time to his alma mater as the Aggie coach. In 2009, the Aggies lost 73-53. On the Baylor loss and what his team learned, Coach Turgeon?
When you can't make a jump shot and you can't finish at the rim and you don't make free throws, it's pretty hard to score. So, with that said, we didn't play very smart against it. We had guys flying at us. We should have shot faked, and we were shooting over, you know, hands. And then we lost our confidence a little bit there for a stretch against the zone. Early we attacked it well. But what I did learn is you can be atrocious on offense against a team that plays great, and you're still right there because you play the unbelievably hard, and you had a lot of fight in you, and you defensively you played well. So it's disappointing, but you know, we got to move on.
The Longhorn meltdown continued last night as now their losing has reached the Irwin Center. Last night, Kansas State beat Texas 75-70 at the Drum, the Longhorns' second straight loss in third in 2 weeks. Yesterday, they had already dropped from 5th to 7th in the AP poll after the loss at Colorado, and now they are a half game behind Kansas in the standings, and the loss could have cost them the top seed in the Big 12 tournament. There are two Big 12 games tonight. Oklahoma State hosts Baylor and Nebraska hosts Missouri. Speaking of those rankings, Ohio State is the new number one again after Duke fell to Virginia Tech last weekend. It's the third straight week there's been a new top team. The Buckeyes were number one for 4 weeks earlier. BYU jumped from 7th to 3rd behind Kansas. They're followed by Duke and Pitt, two teams that lost last weekend. Well, the Aggie baseball team will get a quick chance to bounce back from their season's first loss when they host UT Pan American tonight and tomorrow afternoon at Olson Field. The Aggies lost 6-3 to Gonzaga on Sunday to go to 6-1 for the year. UT Pan Am is 5-0 on the young season. The Aggies will go with lefties Esteban Urigas tonight and Dylan Mendoza tomorrow on the mound. You can hear the games right here on 1620 WTAW. First pitch tonight is at 6:35. By the way, Aggie pitcher John Stilson was named the Big 12 Pitcher of the Week for his 9-strikeout shutout performance against Gonzaga on Friday. Bob Knight heads up the College Basketball Hall of Fame class of 2011. Knight guided Indiana to 3 national titles and posted a Division I men's record 902 wins over 41 seasons of coaching, a career that ended at Texas Tech. He's one of 3 coaches to lead a team to an NCAA, an NIT, and an Olympic gold medal. Knight is joined by Coach Eddie Sutton, players Ralph Sampson, James Worthy, Cassie Russell, and Chris Mullen. And that's a look at sports. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota. It's 6:57 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
Double A.
MCO. Visit Aggie-owned and operated AMCO on Brentwood Drive across from Gold's Gym. If there is any question about your transmission or any other problems with your vehicle, let the guys with 75 years combined experience at AMCO check it out. AMCO now offers complete car care like air conditioning, brakes, tune-ups, and diagnostic checks. See AMCO on Brentwood or call 695-AMCO. AMCO Transmissions. AA. MCO. 695-2262.
I wasn't born to go with the flow. I was born to make a difference, to make waves. I want my sweat and hard work to mean something. I was born to serve in the United States Coast Guard. If you were born ready to lead, to protect, to uphold the law, then visit GoCoastGuard.com. The United States Coast Guard. Born ready.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard, in cooperation with the Texas Broadcasters Association and this station.
Even though it doesn't feel like it yet, lawn mowing season is just around the corner. Hi, this is David inviting you to our third annual tent sale March 4th and 5th at Hogan's Trucks. We'll have refreshments and a special demo area for all our zero turns by Cub, Hustler, Ferris, and our Kawasaki handheld. We're offering 0% financing for up to 36 months. And if you can't make it that weekend, come on in early. We'll hold the tent sale prices off.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The public union battle gets taken up a notch in Wisconsin today. The governor unveils his budget with the clock ticking on layoffs. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Madison.
Dave, Governor Scott Walker says some 1,500 state employees could be laid off if Senate Democrats don't show today. So far, no sign of them here in Madison as the governor gets ready to unveil his budget, which will include cutting collective bargaining for most public employees. Protesters not too happy to find the Capitol doors locked yesterday. Police say there will be only limited access to the Capitol for the governor's budget address. Dave?
Jennifer, the House today is considering a two-week stopgap spending plan to keep funding the federal government and avoid a shutdown, pushing back the big budget cut fight between Republicans and Democrats. Can Gaddafi keep power? Is Libyan regime trying to beat back a rebellion in the streets? Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin monitoring live in London.
There was fighting overnight just 30 miles from Tripoli, and separately Gaddafi forces tried but failed to retake Libya's third largest city, raising fears there of civil strife. It's drawn out and costly. The UN Secretary General says it's simple. Gaddafi should quit.
Listen to their people's call.
Ban Ki-moon's call apparently echoed today by Russia, while America braces for possible heavy lifting in Libya. The USS Enterprise is heading there right now. Officials say just in case it's needed. Dave?
Alistair, the protests also continue in Yemen. Thousands in the streets rejecting their president's offer of a unity government. He's also speaking out at White House criticism of how Middle East leaders are handling protests, saying Obama's trying to be president of the world. Three NATO soldiers are dead in bombings in Afghanistan yesterday and today. There's flooding fear all across Ohio.
This year was a mother of all thunderstorms, I'll tell you.
That storm's rain, along with melting snow, has every county dealing with rising water in Ohio. In Findlay, they're sandbagging the river well above flood stage. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Arthritis alert! Arthritis alert! Now, there's a pain-killing cream that reduces arthritis pain on contact. It's called Pain Buster 2. Pain Buster 2 has a rare combination of pain-killing powerhouses to provide deep penetrating heat to joints and muscles that need it most to help relieve stiffness and improve mobility. Arthritis pain sufferers will be amazed at the way Pain Buster 2 could help them live normal and active lives. Arthritis alert! Arthritis alert!
Pain Buster 2 is now available at CVS, Walmart, and Walgreens everywhere.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Now, if you have real estate problems, I'm one that you can come and see. I'm certified as a commercial real estate lawyer, and so in my career, I have handled just about everything. The other day, I had a client come in, turned out to be a developer. He's developing a small tract of land, and he needed an experienced lawyer to help him draft the earnest money contract for each of the purchasers of his property. I handled handled everything and got it done within a week at a very low fee. And so he was very pleased with what we were able to achieve. He brought the buyer in. There was no real estate broker involved. And so if you have someone that you know is looking for a real experienced real estate lawyer, have them call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the entire Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Are you one of the 25 million people who suffer from the painful, ugly discomfort from varicose veins? I'm Dr. Andy Hansen, and I've been treating varicose veins for the past 30 years and performed over 200 venous closure procedures. This treats the underlying cause of varicose veins, venous reflux. This procedure is done in our office and is covered by Medicare and most insurance providers. Come see us at our new location across from the Face Place at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway, Suite 100, or call 979-696-8346. Check our website at CentralTexasVeinCenter.com. Don't let your veins become a pain.
Are the bathrooms in your home in need of an upgrade? Call MarbleCraft today at 846-3881. For over 10 years, MarbleCraft has been making old bathrooms look new again. MarbleCraft specializes in cultured marble, cultured granite, and their newest product, TruStone, for all your shower walls, bathtubs, and countertop needs. From tear out to installation, MarbleCraft will make your project easy and affordable. Call 846-3881 for a free estimate or come by the showroom at 702 West Carson in Bryan and get inspired at MarbleCraft.
Have the kids gone off to college? Are you making room for a new baby? Or are you just tired of looking at the same old kitchen and bathroom for the last 15 years? If you are ready to make the change, call the Marriott Group. Hi, this is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for 33 years. We use the same superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials when remodeling your home as we do when building a new one. Call the Marriott Group today and get your change started. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley for 5 years.
WTNW News Time, 7:05, 43 degrees right now at the studio. 71 for a high today. Should be very nice. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. After spending the weekend sequestered in a local hotel, the jury in a Brazos County capital murder case reached a verdict before lunch Monday. Artist Pollard of Brenham was found guilty of killing Terrell McCoy. The December 2006 shooting took place at a home northwest of Bryan. Because police did not seek the death penalty, Pollard was sentenced to life in prison without parole. Texas senators are looking at public education solutions that could ease big cuts. Whatever happens, Bryan Republican and Senate Finance Committee Chair Steve Ogden says you can't pass the budget as proposed without adding some money to it because that would decimate public education.
I think when you're wrestling with these issues, you're really going to end up not with the best solution, but the least objectionable solution. And the most objectionable solution right now is the base bill, in my opinion.
One idea is to put off cuts until the second year of the budget, hoping revenue picks up and that those cuts could be avoided or eased back. It's been 6 months and one death since Bryan police officers rode trains through town. Today, officers will ride trains looking for traffic violations. The last time it was done, police wrote 34 tickets. Since then, a local man was struck and killed by an engine in January. Sergeant Jeff Peters says one of the primary infractions is stopping on the tracks.
And that doesn't mean that your tires have to be on the tracks. Your vehicle, if it overhangs the tracks or a trailer or anything like that, that you're pulling overhangs the tracks, then you're in violation.
The fine for stopping on the tracks is $300. A 2.5-year, $13 million upgrade at St. Joseph Health Center is complete. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
You have gathered us this day to assemble for the blessing of this sacred and holy place of healing, St. Joseph Regional Health Center of Bryan, Texas. Merciful and compassionate God who gives us life, comforter of the afflicted and the weak, bless the works of our hands and our minds as we continue the healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
Monsignor John Malinowski blessed St. Joseph's new labor and delivery unit, opening a newly expanded women's center. The chief of obstetrics and gynecology, Dr. Ryan Walter, thanked those who worked around the construction.
The staff cannot be more excited about having all this extra space to be able to provide for care. As we expect growth in the community, now I think we're able to handle that growth and be able to provide these services to women and also the newborns with Dr. Roger. too.
Last year, St. Joseph's delivered over 2,100 babies. The unit grew from 6 to 11 delivery rooms and from 17 to 34 postpartum rooms, among other upgrades. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Texas Department of Transportation has public meetings scheduled regarding area projects. One is tonight in Carlos in Grimes County to discuss a proposed interchange on Highway 30 at FM 244. TxDOT's Bob Caldwell says the meeting is at Carlos Missionary Baptist Church on Highway 30, just west of the proposed interchange location.
This will improve safety by bringing FM 244 over State Highway 30. So we have a layout that we're going to show that plan, and we just hope everyone comes out and looks at it.
Caldwell says TxDOT staff will be available for questions at 5, followed by a formal presentation at 6.
This public meeting is to show the different preferred alternative that we've come up with, plus the old plans that we have showed previously.
TxDOT has meetings scheduled in Bryan and Huntsville next week to take comments about improving Highway 190. The Bryan meeting is a week from Thursday night at the Brazos Center. The George Bush Presidential Library Foundation and President Bush have announced this year's recipient of their Excellence in Public Service Award. The foundation's executive director, Roman Papaduke, says a posthumous presentation to President Ronald Reagan will be made a week from Thursday.
The president is honoring President Reagan on three fronts for three basic reasons. One, he restored America's sense of confidence. He put the country back on the road to economic recovery and restored American leadership abroad. I think it's important to note that not only was there a professional and very close professional working relationship when President Bush served as vice president, but also that he regards President Reagan as a mentor and a friend. And this is one way in which he wants to honor that memory.
Papaduke says the award will be accepted by James Baker, who worked for both Presidents Reagan and Bush. Free tickets for the award are available at the Bush Library and here at the WTAW business offices during regular business hours, among other locations. WTAW News Time is 7:10, 43 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. I want to say thank you to all of our loyal customers for a great year. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't stop by and see us, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we truly care. We provide you with the best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you coming back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998, and we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components, and we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500. We're open Saturdays till noon for your convenience. Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply.
7:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by the area's only accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center.
The overall weather pattern should produce a couple of gorgeous days across the region. We'll have high pressure sitting over the area today. It's going to result in sunshine with a temperature close to 70 this afternoon. Clear tonight, lows will be somewhere between 45 and 50. High pressure is with us tomorrow. We're sunny, a little warmer, 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, clear skies, lows will be near 50. It'll be sunny across the area Thursday, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Sounds like pretty good weather tonight at Olson Field for the Aggie baseball team as they'll bring UT Pan America in with their 5-0 record for a game tonight and then a game tomorrow afternoon before they head to Houston this weekend for the Minute Maid Classic. We'll talk about that. Some Big 12 basketball as the Longhorns lose again, this time at home. Got that and more coming up in sports.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Everybody wanted to be the Longhorns 2.5 weeks ago.
Oh, I know. I mean, they were already in everybody's Final Four bracket. Yeah. Now, and now
they're playing like a second round loser now.
Yeah. Now, and I guess we'll, you know, once they, when is the seeding show? Is that a week from Sunday when they do all that? Is that about right? Something like that. So
yeah, Sunday after the
As we prepare for tournament. The National Collegiate Athletic Association Division I Men's and Women's Basketball Championship Tournament.
Yeah. Boy, it all fits on a T-shirt.
It
you
does.
Yeah, you can't sell any sponsors, but it, you know, yeah.
And if you can find it, I tried to go look in the archives this morning, and I couldn't. But Saturday in the Houston Chronicle, they had a pretty interesting deal. Because what happens is brackets come out, and everybody goes and does their brackets. You know, they all bring a granola bar, and they bet a granola bar on it or whatever. And whoever wins, then you get to win all the granola bars or whatever goes on in your office. Mm-hmm. But they had a guy who came up with a different methodology.
Yeah.
As to how to fill out your final four bracket.
Uh-huh. What's that?
And, well, what he did is he did it from a statistical standpoint. For instance, you have to win, what, like six or seven games in a row in the tournament to
right.
win.
Uh-huh.
So he said, let's find a team that's won six in a row in their conference this year.
Uh-huh.
And use that. And, you know, that knocks out some people. And eventually he came up with his final four. And I want to say it was Connecticut. Kansas, Brigham Young, and for the life of me, I don't remember who the fourth team was. But he came up with who the final four would be just using some pretty interesting statistical methodology. So if you care anything about doing that. So it's
How do you come up with your butler, though, you know?
Yeah. Well, you again, it's why it's surprising, it's why it's enjoyable, right. All that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Who's going to be the butler this year, you know?
That's,
right.
That's it. And so what else? And we got Aggie baseball, and what else were you talking about?
Just Texas losing.
Yeah,
basketball.
Yeah, that's the way that goes.
There you go.
So that's it. Okay, you ready to auger yourself into the floor?
All right, preparing.
Do you have your floor auger ready?
Yep.
By the way, today's Music Tuesday. Don't forget, in about 20 minutes, we'll have a little tune for you. So go ahead and get your sweatband on and your tennies and you know your little socks and get ready to go do that. And it won't be Justin Bieber. So just letting you know.
If you have business pants on, stuff them in your socks.
Yeah. Yeah, because that always looks so good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, so we talked last hour about how 700,000 jobs or 600,000 or whatever, but hundreds of thousands of jobs should be eliminated as we cut back. A new report from a bipartisan commission taxed with, the unprecedented use of contractors in the war zone, has wasted tens of billions of dollars. And we can remember hearing stories from a guy whose son was in one of those war zones, just talking about, how SUVs would disappear. They just they went away. There's new everything. What has happened is there's this company called Halliburton, and they have a division that basically goes in, and they are support for the military. Everything that is not included in fighting, the actual fighting is done by the soldiers, but if you need a vehicle serviced, or you need garbage taken out, or you need food prepared, then these people do it for you. And they were saying that the U.S. employs 200,000 contractors in Iraq and Afghanistan, about as many military personnel as it has stationed there. And for many years, the government has basically just let the contractors take care of everything. The size of the contracting force has grown. Federal capabilities for managing and auditing those contracts has suffered over the years to the point that a significant portion of the $177 billion the U.S. has spent on contractors has basically been lost. Ill-conceived projects, poor planning, and poor oversight by the federal government, as well as criminal behavior and blatant corruption, both on the part of the government workers and the contractor employees. So they're frittering away our money in the war zone, That's auger number one. Now this morning, a report is coming out a little bit later on this morning. This is on the front page of the Wall Street Journal. The U.S. government has 15 different agencies overseeing food safety laws, 20 separate programs to help the homeless, 80 programs for economic development. Just a few of the findings of this massive study from the Government Accountability Office, which is a joke.
I was going to say, that's an oxymoron.
Do you think those are...
Accent on the moron.
Yeah.
Those may be the most frustrated people in the government. I mean, they put out these reports and everybody goes, yeah, great, thanks a lot. But, sir, they're wasting... Yeah, don't bother me. The GAO has found 82 federal programs to improve teacher quality, 80 to help disadvantaged people with transportation. Different programs. 47 different programs for job training and employment, 56 programs to help people understand finances, according to a draft of the report that the Wall Street Journal got yesterday.
So I'll ask again, how many of those 700,000 jobs that we talked about last hour are currently vacant, and how many of those 700,000 jobs that we talked about last hour were patently unnecessary in the first place?
82 federal programs to improve teacher quality. Did you hear that one? Yeah. 20 separate programs to help the homeless. And guess who's paying for it? So, I mean, I guess if they would like, and it'd be wonderful to see a list of who these people are. Who these people, what are the names of these agencies? And hopefully that'll be in there. But the GAO report coming out today, that's where our government tax dollars are going. So, feeling pretty good about that. A new study, I hate to do this one. I'm going to have to take the bullet on this one. I'll do it in a minute. Hello.
Am I correct in saying that the shutdown of the government basically means that all the unessential personnel can go home?
Yeah, I think that's probably right. Yeah, that's...
Shut it down. That's the budget.
Yeah, go away. Exactly. Hello.
Yeah, now that we can get Cheney on Halliburton, can we also get Bush on all those extra agencies?
Yeah, well, not only... Well, that's just the latest. I mean... don't know that they were all formed on his. Yeah, you want to just do that? We'll just blame it all on 43. That all those programs happened during the Bush watch. Yeah, that's probably right. So that takes care of both of them. So now when is this James Baker presentation?
Week from Thursday.
Mm-hmm. You know he's got some stories.
Mm-hmm.
Golly, he's got some stories.
Don't you think?
Well, and they just, you know, somebody had an interview with him. He talked to Bill Daley just as right after he took, I guess, his first day on the job as chief of staff for Obama, and I referenced it at that time. He said, "Hey, you know, you got to make sure the old man doesn't get any spears in the back. That's what you got to do as chief of staff. You got to protect the old man," and meaning the president at that time, obviously nothing to do with their age, but the stories that he could tell. I mean, he is a fixer. He has taken care of all sorts of stuff over his career. And
yeah, like Bush 43's or 40, yeah. Yeah, 43's election.
Yeah, like go to Florida and
yeah, and get that
sure,
straightened out.
Make sure that came out the way that they wanted it to come out. Yeah, he's and that's just stuff that we know about. I mean, you know, how many things has he done to take care of the country? And some people would agree with some of them and disagree with some of them, but he gets things done. All right, anyway, so here's a new study. I'll take the bullet here. A study reveals that when faced with the threat of being excluded from a group, women are likely to respond by excluding someone else.
Oh, anything you can do, I can do better. Yeah.
Meanwhile, that threat made no difference to men. Yeah. Okay. Guys just wander through life anyway, okay?
Eventually, men quit caring what other people think.
Yeah. Researcher, yeah, go to that 20th high school reunion.
Yeah, yeah.
Go to the 5-year reunion.
And look at the proliferation of Dunlap disease.
Yeah. Go to the 5-year reunion, you know, if you have one. Okay. Go to the 10-year reunion. By the time you get to 20, it just does. Researchers say the key is to this difference is how we respond to social threats lies in the type of relationships to which men and women gravitate. Men prefer to socialize in groups, while women prefer close one-on-one relationships. Or again,
yeah, because I got to have somebody to go to the bathroom with them.
Thank you. I thought I was going to hold the target. Thank you. You took the target. Good for you.
There you go.
Yeah. All right.
What do you want?
Again, the study reveals that when faced with the threat of being excluded from a group, women are likely to respond by excluding someone else. And well, then we just let it go from there.
Just make sure. That's Chase with two C's.
That's right. he's the news guy.
Yeah,
okay,
that's right.
Him. Yeah, it's the news guy.
Email address is on the website.
That's
go ahead and
right.
Click around, too, and help our sponsors out.
Yeah. Hey, at a party in Sweden, a couple of guys in their 20s discussing a protective vest one had recently bought. That's when they decided to try it out.
Oh, yes.
While one guy wore the vest, the other guy took the knife and stabbed it.
Oh, a stab.
Yeah.
That's.
Turns out the knife-proof vest worked.
Oh, good.
Then he tried again and stabbed his friend in an unguarded spot. Dang. Victim taken to a hospital. He's TNR, but I mean.
Oh, okay.
Still, no, he's all right. He's all right, but just.
I don't know if he Darwined.
Here, stab me here, see if. Oh, that. Ow!
Yeah, are you looking for home insurance from a company you can trust? A company that really knows Texas and has a long history of excellent service? Well, that company is Germania Insurance, a Texas company that knows how to protect you. In fact, Germania agents understand your home insurance needs because they are Texans. Germania has been insuring Texas homes and property for over 110 years. They have very competitive rates and great discount options. You'll get insurance coverage that you need for your home at a price you'll like. And when you insure your auto and life, you can take advantage of additional savings if you qualify. See for yourself why Germania is the insurance Texans trust.
Call Dexter & Company Insurance today at 764-8444 for all of your insurance needs. Dexter & Company Insurance.
Trust Germania.
If selling your home is something you are considering, before you put a for sale sign in your yard and before you make a decision on a realtor, start to look around, compare realtors, see how they represent their sellers, how those homes are represented, and then check out ZARealestate.com. One thing you will notice, one of the many things you will notice, professional photography that makes their homes come alive. More than 80% of home buyers suggest pictures are the single most useful piece of information when determining which homes they want to see in person. And in an internet-driven world, the power of the first photo viewed cannot be understated. Swiker & Associates Real Estate understands that. Find out for yourself. Go to their website. See the sellers they represent. ZARealestate.com. Make sure your home stands out above all the others. And when you go with Swiker & Associates, that's what happens. ZARealestate.com. Find them today. ZARealestate.com.
The number one nutrition store is here in College Station. Complete Nutrition has the number one weight loss system, muscle building products, or any products to get you healthier. Look better, perform better, feel better. Complete Nutrition.
Are you one of the 25 million people who suffer from the painful, ugly discomfort from varicose veins? I'm Dr. Andy Hansen, and I've been treating varicose veins for the past 30 years and performed over 200 venous closure procedures. This treats the underlying cause of varicose veins, venous reflux. This procedure is done in our office and is covered by Medicare and most insurance providers. Come see us at our new location across from the Face Place at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway, Suite 100, or call 979-696-8346. Check our website at CentralTexasVeinCenter.com. Don't let your veins become a pain.
Don't miss Dancing for the Health of It. Over 15 local celebrity dance teams will compete to raise funds and awareness for Health for All, which provides free medical care for the low-income, medically uninsured, right here in the Brazos Valley. Come on out to the Brazos Expo Center Friday, April 15th at 6 o'clock. Tickets are $50 each. More information can be found at www.hlth4all.org or call 979-575-4496.
Hey, good morning. It's 726. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Contact Charles Culver at 775-2929. That's 775-2-WAY. All right, here's the weather, and it's looking okay. 71 for a high temperature today. Winds out of the northeast at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, 44 will be our low. Going to do just about those numbers. It gets a little bit warmer as we move on through the week, and we'll get some clouds in, but no mention of rain until we get to the end of the week. And right now, humidity is 80%. Winds are from the north at 6. A little chill factor at 39. We have fair skies, and it's 43 outside.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing tax returns since 1987 and are an authorized IRS e-file provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Probably not. Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. Let us save you time and money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call us at Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Folks, the CBO projects that Obama has run up the single largest annual budget deficit in history, $1.5 trillion. If unchecked, in 10 years, our debt will equal 100% of our economy. Now, anybody with a brain knows that that kind of debt cannot be sustained. But on the very day the new deficit figures were released, Cybercast News Service published interviews with Terry O'Neill, president of the NAGS. and Heidi Hartman, president of the Institute for Women's Policy Research. The NAG president argues that we need increases in the social programs. She says social programs at the state and local level are being decimated because states, unlike the federal government, cannot run deficits. So the federal government can and should run big deficits to support those programs. O'Neill also says that social programs mostly benefit women, so cutting them is not an option. Hartman says that blacks and Latinos are really suffering, really need those services. She adds, if we take away the tax cuts or we take away the wars or we continue to have government stimulus to build up the economy so the effects of the recession will eventually recede, we don't need to cut social programs. Now, if I use the word bimbos here, some of you might take offense. So I won't. They're liberals. Therefore, these gals are clueless. If we don't get our financial house in order, there will be no benefits for anybody, including women or minorities. But for liberals, feeling entitled to taxpayer money and cluelessness, why, it's a way of life.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Arthritis alert! Arthritis alert! Now, there's a pain-killing cream that reduces arthritis pain on contact. It's called Pain Buster 2. Pain Buster 2 has a rare combination of pain-killing powerhouses to provide deep, penetrating heat to joints and muscles that need it most to help relieve stiffness and improve mobility. Arthritis pain sufferers will be amazed at the way Pain Buster 2 could help them live normal and active lives. Arthritis alert! Arthritis alert!
Pain Buster 2 is now available at CVS, Walmart, and Walgreens everywhere.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
Are you a business owner looking to offer your employees better benefits or more affordable options? AMCO Insurance is a leader in helping businesses find the best solutions for group health insurance and employee benefits. Our team will put together a comprehensive plan so you can attract the best employees and reduce your health insurance and benefit costs. We've been helping Texas businesses for over 135 years. For peace of mind and better benefit solutions, call AMCO today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time, 731, 45 degrees right now at the studio, 71 for a high today. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Brazos County jury reached its decision in a capital murder trial Monday before lunch. The panel, which spent the weekend sequestered in a local hotel, convicted Artis Pollard of Brenham in the December 2006 shooting death of Terrell McCoy at a home northwest of Bryan. Pollard received an automatic sentence of life in prison without parole because prosecutors did not seek the death penalty. State senators looked Monday at alternative models to help fund Texas public education. Bryan Republican and Senate Finance Committee Chair Steve Ogden says the models are an improvement, but still not good enough for Texas schools.
Every one of these models, I'll bet, will look a lot better than what's in the base bill. The base bill basically decimates public ed.
The models Ogden references show the effect on local school districts from various levels of spending cuts. So far, many of those models don't look good, and they haven't even run yet with the full $9.3 billion cut that's in the Senate bill as proposed. You can't say you haven't been warned if you're caught illegally crossing railroad tracks by Bryan police. Officers will be on trains today looking for traffic violations. Sergeant Jeff Peters says a common problem is stopping on the tracks.
You're in a bad situation, not only for your vehicle or anybody, the safety of anybody in your vehicle, but if a train hits that and for whatever reason it causes a derailment, how many more people have you put in jeopardy at that point?
When a similar exercise was done last September, 34 drivers were ticketed. Also during the same period, a local man died when he was hit by a passing train. State inspectors gave the green light last week, and Monday was the final stamp of approval before opening a $13 million expansion at St. Joseph Regional Health Center. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details.
Reverend Callie Candy gave the first of two blessings.
Bless each new life that is entrusted to our care, and may their families be blessed as they care for the children.
Chief Executive Officer Kathy Cruzy, who arrived last fall, thanked everyone for their patience during 2.5 years of construction.
All those adjustments made the work of caring for new moms and babies even more challenging, but it was a challenge you took on with enthusiasm. It speaks to the pride you take and the compassion that you extend to the families you serve. It stands as an excellent example of our values as you maintain reverence for patients under challenging conditions, maintain the quality of service this unit has always been known for.
The St. Joseph's Women's Center grew from 6 to 11 delivery rooms and added a separate special care nursery, among other new services and equipment. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Texas Department of Transportation has another idea to improve the deadly intersection of Highway 30 and FM 244 in Carlos in Grimes County, and you have the opportunity to see those plans tonight. TxDOT's Bob Caldwell says the idea is to bring FM 244 over Highway 30 east of Carlos Missionary Baptist Church, which is also the site of tonight's meeting.
In every project that TxDOT does, public involvement is very, very important. And so we're trying to come back and just meeting with the citizens out there to see what they think, and we will go from there.
TxDOT staff will be on hand for questions at 5, followed by a formal presentation at 6. And a week from Thursday night at the Brazos Center, there will be a discussion about improving Highway 190. The latest honor during the 100th anniversary of the birth of President Ronald Reagan is a week from Thursday at the George Bush Presidential Library. Reagan is this year's winner of President Bush's Excellence in Public Service Award. The executive director of the Library Foundation, Roman Papaduke, expects this year's presentation will be more emotional because James Baker, who worked for both Bush and Reagan, will accept the award.
Jim Baker is a perfect link between the two presidents. As you know, Baker served as Treasury Secretary in the Reagan administration and then also as White House Chief of Staff in the second term for President Reagan. And during President Bush's administration, of course, he served as Secretary of State and then toward the end of the administration as White House Chief of Staff again. So he has a good bird's eye view of the strengths and characters of both men, and I know he enjoyed working for both of them. And as you know, he remains extremely close to President Bush to this day.
Free tickets for the program are available at the Bush Library and WTAW, among other locations. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 46 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Number one. It's a position you have to earn. St. Joseph knows. After being assessed side by side with every hospital in the nation by Health Grades, St. Joseph has been awarded the number one ranking in Texas for orthopedic surgery. For St. Joseph, it means never resting to be the best. For you, it means you could go anywhere in Texas and not find a higher ranked orthopedic surgery hospital. Close to home, number one ranking. That's the St. Joseph difference.
Batteries Plus is trimming the cost of lawn and garden batteries. Right now at Batteries Plus, you can save $5 on a new battery for your riding lawnmower, cordless trimmer, weed whacker, leaf blower, and more. Batteries Plus, the replace it place. Savings after mail-in rebate. Offer valid on Extreme lawn and garden batteries only. Offer good through May 31st, 2011. Other exclusions may apply.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station, located on the corner of Texas and Holloman, now through May 31st, and receive $5 off select lawn and garden batteries after mail-in rebate. Batteries Plus, the replace it place.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:36. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Large dome of high pressure will continue to sit across the region. The system's going to be responsible for a pretty nice morning, pretty nice day, and pretty nice weather right through the middle part of the week. All sorts of sun today. We'll top out in the lower 70s. Clear tonight with low in the upper 40s. Abundant sunshine tomorrow. Highs probably in the low to mid 70s. Tomorrow night clear, a little milder, low 50s. And it's sunny on Thursday. Temperature somewhere in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Aggie basketball tomorrow night as Mark Turgeon returns to Lawrence, Kansas, where 2 years ago they lost by 20. They'll take on number 2 Kansas tomorrow night. Aggie baseball tonight, we'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
There you go. Okay, a man who was stabbed 4 years ago says that police found the suspect but never recovered the knife until now.
Well, that's better than finding the knife and never finding the suspect, I guess.
WeirdAsianNews.com.
All right.
That's probably a pretty fun site. It says 37-year-old Li Fu of China was driving a cab when he was stabbed back in 2007.
Huh.
Cops caught the guy who did it a short time later, the suspect carrying a knife handle, but the blade was missing. 4 years later, Mr. Fu went to the hospital with a migraine. Doctors took the x-ray, and sure enough,
there it was.
Blade was lodged in his face.
Yikes.
Doctors were so amazed they removed the knife from his face for nothing. Good.
So how many years did he, didn't he notice that mark?
Really? You can only sleep on one side? I mean, they're just going through a metal detector. Well, probably don't have to worry about that. But
that's what they mean by that's going to leave a mark. You need it. At least he didn't pick at it for a long time.
Yeah, I guess not.
Because that would have caused an infection.
Imagine. The American Academy of Pediatrics is calling for a ban on indoor tanning for minors. Group of 60,000 pediatricians has opened the World Health Organization meeting talking about that. If you're under 18, ought not be in those things.
Well, you got to have parents' permission here in Texas,
that's
right?
In the state of Texas. I think it's 16 and a half, isn't it?
It's 16 and a half.
I'm not sure. But anyway, writings in the Journal of Pediatrics explain people who start using tanning beds before the age of 35, that's before the age of 35, increase their chances of developing melanoma by 75%.
Mm.
So I know you think you want to look bronze, but you're going to look like an alligator purse by the time you're 50.
I was going to say a saddle.
Yeah, well, that could well be. Yeah. Just don't. Just don't. You get enough sun out there. I mean, you know, there are people who end up getting skin cancers just because they're out in the sun through their job or recreation or whatever, but... Yeah, don't be going and laying on that thing on purpose. All right, let's go to the phones. Hello?
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6:30, 6:25.
Yeah.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music.
Oh, those two guys?
While I was on the elliptical, like the treadmill kind of stuff.
Right,
And so far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and talking
and Chase,
laughing at their jokes and stuff. So I'm hoping it's maybe just a deal that happens on
Tuesday.
That's not going to be that way.
Tomorrow's balloon animals.
Morning.
Not
I'd like to have it on WTAW.
Sure.
Don't worry about calling me back. I just was wanting to let
never
you know.
Really.
There's a bunch of us that would like to hear
a bunch of us.
I
always love
radio,
that.
Not just
define a bunch, man.
Okay.
You know,
me and the people I talk to.
That's not that pressing.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah,
bye.
Okay, lady.
Bye-bye.
Okay, lady, you wanted one. This is one of those this is the worm that gets into your brain, and it doesn't go away.
Oh, why?
Is this the Six Flags commercial?
Well, it's the song
it's the
that
music.
Ended up there. Yeah. Yeah.
The little bald-headed guys dancing around.
It's the Finger Boys. Yeah. But then that's a girl singing, so I can't figure that one out. Yeah.
I don't think that's a girl singing.
Yeah. You don't think
Here in
so?
A minute it is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. There, how's that, lady? Is that burning for you? How's that working out?
I didn't even have to go run last night. I could have just worked out this morning.
Oh, do you? Great.
Is that a girl or is that Justin Bieber?
It's hard to tell, isn't it?
Should that be our new news intro? Them singing "We Got News for You"? That'd be great.
Yes. These are very cerebral lyrics.
Yeah, they really are. We're going to talk about the Venga bus, aren't we?
Yes, we are. She's going to talk about it now.
wheels of steel are turning. I mean, these folks, that's...
There you go.
There. That lit the phones up. Hello?
I can't stop dancing.
Thank you. It's what it's all about. Hello?
Hey, she's probably the same kind of woman that goes to an Hallmark store to get 710 fluid.
To get what kind of fluid?
That goes to what kind of store?
At auto parts.
Oh.
Oh, okay. And what did he say?
I didn't catch the last part. Oh.
Call us back if you...
Tanning fluid?
Yeah, tanning. Okay. Oh. Actually, I got that off our video, you know, the candy video last week.
Oh, yeah, because they post those.
They did.
Those are pretty creative.
They are pretty creative. They are. Anyway, just looking at that, I'm going, oh, that's that annoying song. I think I'll play that Tuesday. Yeah. So, there you go. So, it's their fault down the hall for that.
Yeah.
But again, just in case you didn't know, the... Your child is celebrating Justin Bieber's birthday.
Yeah.
Hello, tell me again.
710 fluid. Read backwards.
Okay, all right, I'll do that. Have a look and see. Okay, here's how we settle the global warming debate. You ready? A regional nuclear war. NASA computer models. If you wonder what NASA's doing, they're getting ready. You know, now that the space shuttle's going away, they're mapping out the results of a small nuclear war between developing world nuclear powers like India and Pakistan to show that the Earth would cool dramatically. Okay.
So
let's have them have a nuclear war so that we can have a cooler climate.
Yeah.
That works well. Hello?
That woman was my ex-wife, I think.
That many.
You must be a peach to live with then.
Yeah. Yes. You, sir, have stories. All right, if you need more proof that the world is not fair, 50 years after the sexual revolution, women are still paying much more for very simple items. Here are five examples why it's not cheap to be a woman. Number five, car payments. Women are still suckers when they go in there and get that car.
Well, whose fault is that?
Experts suggest getting serious when it comes to money. They pay sometimes more than $500 up to $1,000 more for a car than a man does. Number four, drugstore products. It's not a state secret that women are willing to spend on essentials like shampoo and beauty products about 50% more than their male counterparts.
I found a killer deal on shampoo the other night.
Okay, now how far do you go with shampoo? I mean, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, okay, what made it a killer deal?
It was a bundle of three.
Ah.
And ginormous bottles.
Yeah.
I forget how many ounces. Big. You know, and I don't have a lot of hair, so it'll last me for a long time.
Yeah. Is there a fragrance thing going on there, or do you know?
Peppermint, interestingly enough.
Oh.
It was for men. It was a men flavored product. Four and a quarter.
For three big bottles?
Heck yeah, buddy.
For four and a quarter.
Salute.
All right, there you go.
I mean, this will last me the remainder of 2011 at least.
Did you date the bottles? Yeah.
No, but I will go home and do it now.
Yeah, do that. Haircuts. Yep. Ladies generally have more hair, they're pickier about the way they look.
Oh, golly.
So there you go.
I mean, men's haircuts have gone up in price, women are, you know, that's like $50 a shot or more.
Our haircuts have gone up, but you know what? I'm still paying half as much as I was when I had to have TV hair.
Yeah, so there, see? Yeah, and again, you just got to spray it and do all that stuff.
Yeah, I remember back then. I used to see Chase under the dryer at the mall, you know.
Bobbing my leg up there.
Right over there.
Gabbing with the girls.
Yeah, that's right, reading Mademoiselle.
Chewing gum. I'm going to go ahead and get a mani-pedi. I am.
That's right, because I've earned it.
That's right. Health insurance. Companies justify charging females higher prices because they use more services. Furthermore, of course, women of childbearing age often have to fork over a little extra cash in case that pregnancy thing comes back positive. And number one, girls can expect to pony up a lot more for dry cleaning, sometimes double the price.
Well, they got all those pleats, you know?
Oh.
They got pleats.
Is that what it is?
I used to be in the dry cleaning business.
Oh,
I did.
That no, you my, delivered that was the dry my, cleaner.
I was in the dry cleaning business. I was in high school. High school. Yeah.
It's like the milkman's in the dairy industry.
Well, I was going to say, I worked for about 2 months at Hastings when I first came to A&M.
You were in the publishing business.
I was in the entertainment industry.
Dang right.
Imagine for a moment what your life would be like if you lost mobility in your hands, fingers, even your arms. It's hard to picture until it's gone.
Melissa Merritt with Texas Hand Therapy is a physical therapist certified in hand therapy with over 25 years experience. At Texas Hand Therapy, they treat hand, wrist, elbow, and shoulders suffering from chronic pain, nerve injury or trauma, hypersensitive scars, and more. Call 776-5533. Texas Hand Therapy, a different level of care.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
When you look in the mirror, do you see fine lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth? If you'd like to reverse those signs of aging, the Cool Touch laser treatment is for you. Cool Touch is a unique type of laser energy which rebuilds and replenishes your own natural collagen, leaving your skin softer and younger. Cool Touch is also approved for treatment of moderate to severe acne and acne scars. There's no downtime following the procedure. For more information on the Cool Touch laser, call Child's Dermatology Clinic at 696-4444.
In our modern age, it's not popular to believe in miracles anymore. But here's a story that'll make even the most cynical believe. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Last fall, a 2-year-old boy named Gore wandered away from his family and fell into a flowing irrigation ditch. His body was found pinned underwater 25 minutes after he fell in. By the time he got to the local hospital, he'd been without a heartbeat for 50 minutes. He was then flown to Children's Hospital in Denver, where doctors gave Gore less than a 1% chance of survival. They attempted an experimental treatment and kept him in a coma for 2 long days. Then, when he was brought out of the coma, an MRI showed no abnormalities. Still, he was expected to face months of rehab, and his parents wondered if he'd ever walk again. Instead, he ran out of the hospital only 3 weeks later, essentially back to normal. The hundreds of friends and family members who'd been praying for him called it a miracle, and his doctors, well, they agreed. There was no other explanation. Now, I know stories like this don't always have happy endings, but when they do, I'm reminded that hope is a powerful force. In a 24-hour news cycle world that seems to thrive upon pain, loss, and fears that could tempt us to despair, it's good to know that there are still miracles out there. And in those moments, hope is a strong source of comfort and strength. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
My favorite K-Cup would be the Green Mountain French Roast, I believe.
Dan, an employee at a footwear company, talks about Keurig's office brewing system, the single-cup coffee system with over 200 varieties of coffee, tea, hot cocoa, and more in convenient K-Cup portion packs. So, Dan, what can you tell us about Keurig?
What Keurig means to me, it's quality and it's speed. When you get both of those, that's a win-win. You get a great cup of coffee and you get it fast and convenient. In today's business environment, that's very important.
What made you try Keurig?
We brought the Keurig system in as a necessity because the coffee in the cafeteria was just awful.
We hear that a lot, Dan.
There we go.
And so what if someone took the Keurig brewers away?
I wouldn't say there would be an Armageddon, but it wouldn't go over well, that's for sure.
Uh-oh, shoes flying everywhere?
Yeah, not a good thing.
To get Keurig in your office or to tell the world what Keurig means to you, visit KeurigMeans.com.
K-E-U-R-I-G means.com.
Well, good morning, everybody. Sorry about that. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take a second look at sports. The Aggie baseball team will get a quick chance to bounce back from their season's first loss when they host UT Pan American tonight and tomorrow afternoon at Olsen Field. The Aggies lost 6-3 to Gonzaga on Sunday to go to 6-1 for the year. And UT Pan American is 5-0 on the young season. The Aggies will go with lefties Esteban Urias tonight and Dylan Mendoza tomorrow on the mound. You can hear the game on 1620 WTA. Again, the game will start at 6:35 tonight, and tomorrow afternoon it'll be a 3 o'clock ball game. By the way, Aggie pitcher John Stilson was named the Big 12 Pitcher of the Week for his 9-strikeout shutout performance against Gonzaga. That was on Friday. Congratulations to him. Now let's talk a little bit of baseball. The Aggies lost to Baylor on Saturday, did knock them down a few pegs in the polls, the AP and the coaches vote that came out yesterday. A&M dropped from 17th in both polls to 24th in the AP, and 22nd in the coaches' vote. A&M goes from the frying pan to the fire for sure tomorrow night when they will be at number 2 Kansas as Mark Turgeon returns for a second time to his alma mater as the Aggie coach. In 2009, the Aggies went there and lost by 20, 73-53. But Coach Turgeon always excited to go back to where he grew up and played.
I always get excited when I walk in that building. I mean, I grew up walking into that building. I grew up dreaming about playing for KU. So I'll be fired up when I walk in it. But this is totally different the second time through. The first time was the first time, and it was, you know, obviously we didn't play great. But this is just like, to me, it's just another road game where I know a lot of people. You know, we haven't played too well in the state of Kansas since I've been the coach here, so hopefully we'll play a little bit better on Wednesday.
How about that loss to Baylor, though, and what did they learn from a poor offensive performance and not reacting well to the zone?
When you can't make a jump shot and you can't finish at the rim and you don't make free throws, it's pretty hard to score. So with that said, we didn't play very smart against it. We had guys flying at us. We should have shot faked, and we were shooting over, you know, hands, and then we lost our confidence a little bit there for a stretch against the zone. Early we attacked it well, but what I did learn is you can be atrocious on offense against a team that plays great, and you're still right there because you played unbelievably hard, and you had a lot of fight in you, and you defensively you played well. So it's disappointing, but you know, we got to move on.
Big 12 tonight, Oklahoma State will host Baylor, Nebraska will host Missouri. Last night, the Longhorn meltdown continued, this time at home at the Irwin Center. Kansas State is playing very well right now, unranked. They might be now. They beat Texas at the Drum 75-70. The Longhorns' second straight loss in their third in 2 weeks. Yesterday, they had already dropped from 5th to 7th in the AP poll, and now they're a half game behind Kansas in the standings, and that loss could have cost them the top seed in the Big 12 tournament. Back to those rankings, Ohio State is the new number 1 again after Duke fell to Virginia Tech last weekend. It's the third straight week that there's been a new top team in the AP poll. The Buckeyes were number 1 for 4 weeks earlier when they lost to Minnesota. BYU jumped from 7th to 3rd behind Kansas, then comes Duke and Pitt. Basketball Hall of Fame class of 2011 was announced yesterday, headed up by Bobby Knight. He guided Indiana to 3 national titles and posted a Division I men's record 902 wins over 41 seasons that ended with his coaching stint at Texas Tech. He's one of 3 coaches to lead a team to the NCAA championship, the NIT title, and an Olympic gold medal. Knight is joined by Coach Eddie Sutton and players Ralph Sampson, James Worthy, Kazzie Russell, Chris Mullen, along with contributors Joe Van Sissen and Eddie Einhorn. Induction will take place at the Hall of Fame on November the 20th. The San Antonio Spurs announced yesterday that guard Tony Parker is expected to miss 2 to 4 weeks. Parker strained his left calf muscle against Memphis on Sunday. The point guard has started every game for the Spurs this year. And Clinton Portis has been released by the Redskins after 7 years in the nation's capital. The veteran running back is coming off back-to-back seasons cut short by injuries. He was going to make $8.3 million next season. Portis needs just 77 yards to reach the 10,000-yard plateau for his career. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everyone, on Tuesday. It's 7:55. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Subway is the place that lets you build your better breakfast with all the flavors you choose. Start off with an irresistible steak, egg, and cheese. Then make it your own. Try it with toasty tomato or turn up the zest factor with banana peppers and jalapenos. Maybe Chipotle Southwest sauce for the finishing touch. All on warm and tasty flatbread. It's flat out delicious.
Products may vary. Breakfast available from opening to 11 a.m. at participating restaurants.
That was close.
Guys, come on. He's in here.
Jerry, you better come on out here and give us some of that Subway sub.
Nope.
Well, then, you're never using my stapler again.
I'm not here.
Well, then, you're never, ever, ever allowed to use my trash can basketball hoop.
Big whoop.
Get your own outrageously delicious Subway chicken cordon bleu. Back because you love it. Or try the fiery buffalo chicken and flavorific chicken and bacon ranch. Subway, eat fresh.
Classic style and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A Marriott home is not only attractive, but it's functional and sensible. A Marriott home retains its appeal and value for many years. Magnificent homes with superior workmanship and long-lasting durability are characteristics of a Marriott home. This is Coulter Marriott, and we feel that your home should be an expression of you. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 33 years, one home at a time. Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best in the Brazos Valley 5 years running.
This time of year, when the days are crisp and the nights are cool, there's just something special about visiting a Cracker Barrel Old Country store. Maybe it's the warmth of the open fire in our dining room, or the nearby checkerboard framed by comfortable rocking chairs. Of course, it might also be that you're hungry for some good country cooking. And at Cracker Barrel, that's just what you'll find. Generous portions of home-style favorites, including a hearty breakfast served all day, every day. After your meal, you're always welcome to browse our country store for hand-selected gifts and unique treasures, some you just can't find anywhere else. We invite you to visit us today, and we'll make sure there's a comfortable rocker by the fireplace ready to welcome you. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Eat, shop, relax.
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Come visit your local Cracker Barrel in Bryan at Highway 6 and Briarcrest Drive.
Well, let's see. We did what we could to make your day extra special today. We've done at least three different stories on government waste, so that was pretty neat. Went ahead and put that little worm in your head for the I like to party.
Like to party.
Yeah, that too. Got a couple of calls from people. One just a minute ago, guy said I was immune, but my coworker wasn't. So you know, if we can put that little song in your head for a day, that's kind of fun. And now, of course, the story's about how it's costing you $100 to fill up your
SUV.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah. Government says regular unleaded gas up by 19 cents last week. I don't know. What are we giving around here?
329 on the high end.
And that's about where we are. We're usually about 10 cents below the national average, and it's $3.38 nationwide, much higher in other places. The usual suspects, of course, that'd be San Francisco, Chicago, New York, and L.A. In many of those cities, you can expect to already pay $4 a gallon for the, again, for the premium fuel. And you don't have to use premium, okay? You really don't. No, you don't. Your car's smart enough. It knows better. You'll soon start hearing media stories about how people are cutting back on certain expenses so they can have enough to fill up their tanks. And, of course, it's unrest in the Middle East that's causing the problem. Talking to a guy who's in the food business over the weekend. And just, you know, diesel is used to get everything to us. It doesn't matter.
WPAW College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They're watching the rivers rise in Ohio.
It's getting higher and higher.
The whole state threatened after nasty storms across the Midwest and South. Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes details it live.
Yeah, Dave, get this. Every county in Ohio, all 88, have had some kind of flooding. Today, the focus is on the town of Findlay. The water there could rise nearly 7 feet above flood stage. It's a double whammy, melting snow and severe storms, damage across parts of Kentucky, Indiana, and Tennessee, where a man was killed when his mobile home flipped over, and a historic building on Main Street was destroyed in Chattanooga, blown down by powerful winds, Dave.
Todd, is Muammar Gaddafi going to step down? That's a no. Telling ABC all the Libyan people love him. As he attacks, the rebels try to take his regime down. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin monitoring live in London.
Gaddafi's forces hold just two cities now, but that is still about a third of Libya's population, stoking fears of possible civil war ahead. Today, the UN Secretary General repeating calls for Gaddafi to quit.
He has lost his legitimacy.
Ban Ki-moon speaking as Britain, France and others mull possible military intervention, although even a no-fly zone seems far off the radar still. Russia today saying sanctions alone could force change. Dave?
Now, Alistair, protests spreading to Oman 3 days worth and government troops have now been called out. Congress has a plan to avoid a government shutdown. Yet another temporary budget fix.
The plan on the table is a two-week continuing resolution, or CR, that cuts $4 billion from current spending levels. Senate Democrats have hinted they'll go along with some cuts this year, although they'd like a 30-day CR instead of just 2 weeks. The big squeeze might be on House Republican leaders. They're trying to find compromise and still satisfy new members who want big cuts right now.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson. The General Accounting Office has a new report today detailing hundreds of billions of dollars in government waste.
Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Where will you be in 7 years? A new home in a new city? The executive corner office? Or retired and relaxing on a beach? A lot can happen in 7 years, especially when it comes to your car, which is why Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned is offering an optional factory-backed extended limited warranty that may cover your vehicle for up to 7 years or 135,000 miles. Every vehicle also comes with roadside assistance and undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to meet the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. 7 years. It might seem like a long time, but when you've been building safe, quality luxury vehicles for 125 years, it's really no time at all. Remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned.
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned extended limited warranty details and limitations.
Well, you know, the folks at Classic Collision and Restoration been around for, I guess Doug's had his shop for about a dozen years, more, and has been doing car work, body work for 25 years. But he's got people who work for him who have done work for that long and longer, and that's why when you were looking for show quality paint jobs, he does that. When you want classic cars repaired, he does that. But, you know, he does the same thing for current cars as well, new cars. If you've had an accident and it's not a classic car, Classic Collision still can do the same high-quality work for you. And they help you out through every step of that process. You know, the insurance stuff, they can help you deal with that if you need to. They also help you rent a car if that's what's needed. They can also take care of towing if the car needs to be towed to their location. They'll handle all that with just one phone call, and they'll get you a ride back home if you're dropping your car off at the shop. Give them a call at 779-8399 and have the quality of Classic Collision and Restoration going to work for you. Now, a lot of people don't know that in Texas, you have the right to get your car fixed wherever you want. You do not have to go to the preferred shops. Each insurance company has those. A lot of times the insurance company will tell you that if you take your car to one of those preferred shops, then the work's guaranteed. But, you know, there's a lifetime warranty on the work that Doug does. And you can expect that you're always going to get that from Classic Collision and Restoration. He just does great work. So give him a call, 779-8399, or you can go to aggiebodyshop.com for Classic Collision.
The Brazos Valley Symphony's season of local connections continues Sunday, March 6th at 5 p.m. as music director Marcelo Busicchi conducts the symphony in this classical master's concert. Bach's Ritterkarr, the haunting strains of Brahms' Third Symphony, and Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3, featuring piano sensation and winner of the Juanita Miller Concerto competition, Sean Hong, will be performed by the symphony. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit bvso.org or call the MSC box office.
This time of year, when the days are crisp and the nights are cool, there's just something special about visiting a Cracker Barrel Old Country store. Maybe it's the warmth of the open fire in our dining room, or the nearby checkerboard framed by comfortable rocking chairs. Of course, it might also be that you're hungry for some good country cooking. And at Cracker Barrel, that's just what you'll find. Generous portions of home-style favorites, including a hearty breakfast served all day, every day. After your meal, you're always welcome to browse our country store for hand-selected gifts and unique treasures, some you just can't find anywhere else. We invite you to visit us today, and we'll make sure there's a comfortable rocker by the fireplace ready to welcome you. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Eat, shop, relax.
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Come visit your local Cracker Barrel in Bryan at Highway 6 and Briarcrest Drive.
WTAW News Time, 8:06, 47 degrees right now at the studio, 71 for a high today. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. After spending the weekend sequestered in a local hotel, the jury in a Brazos County capital murder trial reached a verdict before lunch Monday. Artist Pollard of Brenham was found guilty of killing Terrell McCoy. The December 2006 shooting took place at a home northwest of Bryan. Because prosecutors did not seek the death penalty, Pollard was sentenced to life in prison without parole. Texas senators are looking at public education solutions that could ease big cuts. Whatever happens, Brian, Republican, and Senate Finance Committee Chair Steve Ogden says you can't pass the budget as proposed without adding some money to it, because that would decimate public education.
I think when you're wrestling with these issues, you're really going to end up not with the best solution, but the least objectionable solution. And the most objectionable solution right now is the base bill, in my opinion.
One idea is to put off cuts until the second year of the budget, hoping that revenue picks up and those cuts could be avoided or eased back. It's been 6 months and one death since Bryan police officers rode trains through town. Today, officers will ride trains looking for traffic violations. The last time it was done, police wrote 34 tickets. Since then, a local man was struck and killed by an engine in January. Sergeant Jeff Peters says one of the primary infractions is stopping on the tracks.
And that doesn't mean that your tires have to be on the tracks. Your vehicle, if it overhangs the tracks, or a trailer or anything like that that you're pulling overhangs the tracks, then you're in violation.
The fine for stopping on the tracks is $300. A two-and-a-half-year, $13 million upgrade at St. Joseph Regional Health Center is now complete.
You have gathered us this day to assemble for the blessing of this sacred and holy place of healing, St. Joseph Regional Health Center of Bryan, Texas. Merciful and compassionate God, who gives us life, comforter of the afflicted and the weak, bless the works of our hands and our minds as we continue the healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
Monsignor John Malinowski blessed St. Joseph's new labor and delivery unit, opening a newly expanded women's center. The chief of obstetrics and gynecology, Dr. Ryan Walter, thanked those who worked around the construction.
Staff cannot be more excited about having all this extra space to be able to provide for care. As we expect growth in the community, now I think we're able to handle that growth and be able to provide these services to women and also the newborns with Dr. Rogers.
Last year, St. Joseph's delivered over 2,100 babies. The unit grew from 6 to 11 delivery rooms and from 17 to 34 postpartum rooms, among other upgrades. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Texas Department of Transportation has public meetings scheduled regarding area projects. One is tonight in Carlos in Grimes County to discuss a proposed interchange on Highway 30 at FM 244. TxDOT's Bob Caldwell says the meeting is at Carlos Missionary Baptist Church on 30, which is just west of the proposed interchange location.
This will improve safety by bringing FM 244 over State Highway 30. So we have a layout that we're going to show that plan, and we just hope everyone comes out and looks at it.
Caldwell says TxDOT staff will be available for questions at 5, followed by a formal presentation at 6.
This public meeting is to show the different preferred alternative that we've come up with, plus the old plans that we have showed previously.
TxDOT has meetings scheduled in Bryan and Huntsville next week to take comments about improving Highway 190. That meeting is a week from Thursday night at the Brazos Center. And the George Bush Presidential Library Foundation and President Bush have announced this year's recipient of their Excellence in Public Service Award. The foundation's executive director, Roman Papaduke, says a posthumous presentation to President Reagan will be made a week from Thursday.
The president is honoring President Reagan on three fronts, for three basic reasons. One, he restored America's sense of confidence. He put the country back on the road to economic recovery and restored American leadership abroad. I think it's important to note that not only was there a professional and very close professional working relationship when President Bush served as vice president, but also that he regards President Reagan as a mentor and a friend, and this is one way in which he wants to honor that memory.
Papaduke says the award will be accepted by James Baker, who worked for both Presidents Reagan and Bush. Free tickets for the award program are available at the Bush Library and WTAW, among other locations. WTAW News Time is 8:10, 48 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Jeff Smith, General Manager of Pioneer Steel. At Pioneer Steel, we provide the highest quality products for your structural steel, pipe, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary, or number two material. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic number one sheet metal and new structural pipe with written manufacturer-backed warranties. Ask our competition if they provide the same.
Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
I'm Chuck Morrow. At Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet, we claim to be the best flooring dealer in the area. Why? We not only offer
offer the best name brand products. We install what we sell.
And this is Scott Razor. We don't just sell flooring for your home, but we offer all types of products for rental property and commercial buildings and offices.
Our knowledgeable flooring consultants have been with us for years, and we continue to train them on the latest products available.
We also offer interest-free financing for our customers. We don't just claim to be the best.
At Carpet Outlet, we prove it every day.
Hey, let's do some weather. We got some for you. It's 812, and it's brought to you by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Call them at 268-ROOF or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Clear skies across the region for the remainder of this afternoon. We'll continue into this evening.
Wait a minute. What's that? Where did I get that? Let's come back over here. Let's do this one right here. Huh?
Plenty of sunshine across the region.
Wait a minute. How'd I get those in there? How'd they get loaded in? All right, never mind. Weather's going to be nice, okay? I'll just take care of it from here. For a high temperature today, about 71 or so. Low temperature tonight, around 44. Going to have that all week long, as a matter of fact. Chance of showers as we get toward the end of the week, and that's about it. Right now it's 43. I know what I wanted to talk about in the world of sports. Louis was discussing this last week, or yesterday. A&M baseball team is going down to Reliant to play some baseball.
This weekend.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're playing Utah, which is great.
That's the first game, yeah.
But then they play Rice and Houston.
Yes.
Well, they're going to play Rice and Houston during the season anyway. Mm-hmm. And I know they'd probably have to increase the field for it to happen, that they would, you know, have get to play Kentucky as well. But I think everybody's in that situation where they're going to get to play these sectional teams, and then, you know, they got to play these other guys. But, I mean, we're going to have midweek games this year against Houston and Rice, and I'm not going to drive down to Houston to watch us play Houston or Rice.
Well, there was a time that used to be like a non-conference home and home. That
right.
They would play them twice in a season.
Right, right.
And then normally it got to just be every other year.
Right.
They'd be a home and home. Yeah, type of thing.
But now we're back to that point where we're playing them every year.
I agree. You'd like, if you're going to go to a big event like that and, I guess, pay a few premium bucks for it,
you'd like
to see different teams. You know,
It's 10, 12 bucks a ticket or something like that. But it would be nice if they could expand the field and you could bring in a couple of more teams, maybe from the SEC or out in the West or something like that.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Anyway, just wishing and hoping. Pet food.
Oh, that's
Dusty Springfield.
Dusty
right.
Springfield, yeah.
What about it?
Right. That's right. Can we play that next Tuesday?
I don't think I ask anybody to sing.
What? Well, do you ever ask us to sing?
Once again, Chase is way too young to even know that song.
I know.
So, there you go. Good for you. All right, pet food entrepreneurs, Hannah Mendelbaum and Allison. Yes.
Sorry, it's a Seinfeld reference.
Oh, that's true. That is
Mendelbaum. Yeah. Mendelbaum. Yeah. Mendelbaum.
And Allison Wiener.
Girls with very unfortunate last names.
Imagine never start a law firm.
Mendelbaum and Wiener.
Yeah, Mendelbaum and Wiener.
Yeah. Anyway, they say their new dog food is so good they plan to eat it for an entire month.
Themselves.
Yeah.
Huh?
The two.
Well, they're going to stay single, aren't they?
Yeah,
they are.
The two 30-something New Yorkers.
Yeah. Give them a breath mint.
We'll try this. Go ahead. Google Evermore Pet Food.
All right.
Common spelling, Evermore Pet Food. We'll see what these two ravishing beauties look like.
Pet food. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That.
Promising. Got that.
Pulling it up.
They're created.
Wait. Stop.
Evermore Pet Food a year ago, promising home-cooked meals from whole food, healthy ingredients, including herbs, spices, fruits like apples and blueberries. The pitch is every ingredient is fit for human consumption. We're not using mystery meat, says Hannah. A lot of pet food will say that it's human grade, but none of these companies is going the extra mile to prove it. So starting today, Hannah and Allison will chow down a pound and a half container of this stuff every day.
So that's them, huh?
No, they won't.
Okay, what kind of what do they look like?
Kind of a glam shot thing going on.
Oh, really?
They're kind of easy on the eyes there.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Listen to you.
Stick a pound and a half of dog food in their gullet.
Really. Yeah. Yeah, you go to dinner with them. Yeah. Just come over to my house. I cooked. Oh, no, thank you. Pass.
Ingredients do include ground up organs like livers and heart, by the way.
Oh, you need the protein.
Yeah, sure you do. Well, I'll tell you what, Chase, why don't you call them and say, I'll buy 100 pounds and you'll deliver. Yeah, see how
one's not too bad looking. The other one,
Other one.
Tom can have.
Yeah. The other one, Tom, I'll give her your number.
The other one to knock a buzzard off a wagon.
Yeah. All right.
I didn't say that. Okay. I was trying to be nice.
Okay.
We have company.
We do. Crystal's here this morning from the animal shelter. See, there's a tie-in because the Crystal's here from the animal shelter.
I see the tie-in.
Yeah,
that's
you go.
That's so great. And at least they didn't pick February.
No?
They gave us two extra days.
That's true. That's more.
Or three extra days.
More opportunity to eat a pound and a half of that stuff.
Yeah. So that means they're serious.
Yeah, that's it.
Because they could have taken February.
Exactly right. Okay, what's going on at the shelter?
Well, we do have dogs and cats, and we have a bunny.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
It's bunny time, huh?
It's Bobby the bunny.
Okay.
So you never know what we have down at the animal shelter if you're wanting a hamster or a gerbil or a guinea pig. You never know. We could get it in.
Yeah, that and also pure breeds, though, too, right?
Yes.
Pure breeds.
I think about a week ago, we had a Great Dane, a Boxer, a Cocker Spaniel. We get them in.
Wow.
One out of every three shelter pets is a purebred.
Is that right? Say that again.
One out of every three shelter pets is a purebred.
Wow. So put your name on a breed list, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We don't have the papers because once they get spayed or neutered, those papers really aren't worth anything.
That's true.
And you could hang it on your wall.
Right, but you won't hold a dog. I mean, if you put your name on the beagle list and the beagle shows up, y'all can contact them.
Absolutely.
It doesn't mean that you're going to hold on to it if somebody else comes in and adopts ahead of you.
Right, it still is first come, first serve,
sure.
So you never know, that beagle lover could walk in the door right before we get ready to call you.
Yep.
But we do try to use that breed waiting list to get those purebreds out of the building as soon as they get in there.
Sure, y'all out and about someplace in the community?
We are. This weekend, we're actually out at Aggie Pet Zone.
Oh, okay.
So if you haven't been out there yet, it's a lot of fun. You can bring your dogs. They're going to do tours of their facility and things this weekend.
So folks know, you go west on Rock Prairie, go over the railroad tracks at Welburn Road, and it's down there on the left.
Yes, it's the big metal building.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do adoptions out there. Right. This will be our first time out there. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, that sounds fun. And it looks like a neat facility, too. Kind of a daycare center for your dog.
Yeah. Okay. To each its own.
Yes, it is, right.
They offer some great services, sure. And they've invited us, so we're super excited to go out for some adoptions.
Good.
So one more place for us to be out and about.
Should be fun. All right, if they want some more information on Bobby the Bunny or anything else, what's the contact info?
BrazosTheAnimalShelter.org, or you can find us on Facebook and Twitter.
All right, very good. Thanks, Crystal.
Thank you.
You bet. Visit with the folks from the shelter on Tuesdays on WTAW, and you've already heard Royce Hickman's here this morning. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing great. It's
wonderful.
Good to be with you.
Yes, sir. You bet. We were just talking. It's a busy, busy month.
March it is busy, and, you know, we're going to jump right in today on the 1st. With a deluxe ribbon cutting this afternoon from 4:30 to 5:30, and certainly like to invite the public out there. We're going to be at Aggieland Fitness Zone.
Oh, okay.
I think everybody knows where that is,
sure.
4050 State Highway 6
mm-hmm.
South.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got a new addition, and they've done some remodeling. So I'm very excited to see it because I haven't had a chance to get out there yet myself.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that'll be 4:30 to 5:30 this afternoon. And next Tuesday, one of our favorite events is going to be the Epicurean Exchange. Extravaganza.
Oh, how very fancy of you. Yeah.
Anyway, that's going to be from 5:30 to 8 out at the Brazos County Expo Complex. Again, that's a week from tonight, March the 8th. Our title sponsor for that is HEB, and obviously that's an event that the Chamber partners with the Brazos Valley Restaurant Association. And I just want to personally express my appreciation to the great restaurant owners and managers that we have in this community.
Because this is a tactical thing that, I mean, they got to keep their stores open.
They've
got to take care of those customers. But now they're going to take food and take staff and put them over in the Expo Center, and it does change their world.
You know, and I don't think people understand what a commitment that is when you're also, as you said, you're keeping your establishment open, and at the same time you've got staff and all the food that it's going to take to
–
but anyway, you know, one ticket price, which is, I guess it's $25 now because it was $20 up until March the 1st, and we're there. I don't know if you might call Jordan today and see if you could still get a $20 ticket today.
And this is one event that, you know, the and in fact, the home and outdoor show last week is the other one. Moving it to the Expo Center changed the dynamic completely.
Did. Yeah.
It really did. It's wide open. There's
right.
plenty of room now, and it works well.
You know, the two complaints I used to get all the time about that event were crowded and parking,
mm-hmm.
and we've eliminated both of those
yep.
out there.
Yep.
You're exactly right, and I appreciate you bringing that up. If you're interested in getting in at 5 and also having some reserve seating, you can get a premium ticket for $40.
Mm-hmm.
And you might want to check on that because we did sell out of those last year.
Okay.
So, again, that's the 8th, 5:30 to 8, Brazos County Expo Complex. And once again, I just want to thank HEB and the Brazos Valley Restaurant Association. Now, the other thing we're going to have coming up the following week on Friday the 18th, is the crawfish boil, which is another very popular event. I think it's popular for a couple of reasons. One, a lot of us like crawfish. If you don't, they do have usually hamburgers and fish
mm-hmm.
there as well. But it's $100 a couple to come to that. But all of the $100 from those ticket sales go to the youth at the Brazos County Youth Livestock Sale.
Sure.
But that's going to be also out at the Expo Center. And that is, again, the 18th from 5:30 to 8. And our title sponsor for that is College Station Utilities. Moving right along, we have a business after hours as usual this month. And I'm excited about this one. I haven't been out there in a while, but I love this place, 7F Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's out of 1661 Reuter Road. And it's south of town. That's going to be from 5:30 to 7 on Thursday, March the 24th. Then I do want to remind folks that we have our job board up and running. There's approximately 70 jobs posted right now. If you're looking for employment, no charge, just go to www.bcschamber.org. Off to the right, you'll see job board. Click on that. And actually, the jobs are sorted by the type of job it is. And that's sponsored by Reynolds & Reynolds. And if you're a chamber member, have a job, you can post it free through the end of this month, March 31st. We, in addition to the deluxe ribbon cutting out at Aggieland Fitness Dome at 4:30 today, we have one tomorrow at 4:30. And, you know, I'm kind of excited about this because of what these young people do. This is carpool. And, you know, it's another example of the students here at A&M seeing a problem and doing something with it. For those that don't know, they'll give folks free ride home if they need it because maybe they've been out somewhere a little long.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not be because of drinking. It could just be for some one reason or another. They're not comfortable driving.
They serve
home.
A great purpose.
Yeah, and that's going to be at 869 F&B Road. Our Platinum Member Spotlight this week, interestingly enough, is HEB.
Oh, well, there you are. Works out well then.
And as
it?
Always, it's great to be with you, Scott.
Thanks,
and I'll
man.
See you out at Epicurean if I don't see you before.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot. That's Royce Hickman here from the Chamber on Tuesdays on News Talk 1620.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928 Twin City Coffee Service.
A24 News Talk 1620 WTAW. You know, back in the day, Texas Truck Riggins used to be the manliest spot in town. At everything for your truck or your SUV. If you wanted a ranch hand grill guard or bumpers or toolboxes or spray-in bed liners or side steps. If you got a diesel, they had performance chips and headache racks. And they still have all of that. They still do that. I mean, they've got everything for your truck and your SUV. But you know what? Now, right in the middle of this, they've put a boutique so that you can shop for your wife or significant person in your life while you're getting manly things for your truck or your SUV. And ladies, great place for you to shop for yourselves. And then, you know, while you're there getting a purse or shoes or some other apparel, you can also purchase a gift certificate for the guy in your life. So see, a little bit of everything for either one of you. Maybe you drive a truck and you want to go ahead and get those side steps or any of those things we talked about, like headache racks or diesel performance chips. You can get it all right there at Texas Truck Riggins. They've been voted best of the Brazos for 8 straight years, located at 2711 South College Avenue
and Brian. Hey, Sarah's here this morning from Moody Gardens. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. Tell us what's going on at Moody Gardens.
We've got a lot going on. We're getting ready for spring break right now, which is coming up in just a few weeks, believe it or not. March 12th, we have the opening of Dora and Diego's 4D Adventure.
Oh, okay.
It's a 3D film based on the Nickelodeon hit series Dora the Explorer and Go Diego Go.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 3D film, next generation animation. It's really quite amazing to watch. And then it's got the fourth dimension in it, which comes from the theater and the seating. It has different effects that engage all of your senses.
I've been there for the 4D stuff with the ocean. Yeah, it's fun. It's good stuff. Okay, tell us what else.
And then May 28th, we have the grand reopening of the Rainforest Pyramid. It's our 10-story Rainforest Pyramid. It got some damage from Hurricane Ike. It got most of the damage, actually, from anything else on the property. And instead of just making repairs, we decided to go bigger and better. We did $25 million in enhancements. Wow. We're getting ready to open that up. And we've changed the internal structure of the pyramid. So instead of experiencing everything from the ground level and looking up to the 100-foot trees, you're starting off at the top at the canopy level and working your way down, going really experiencing it on many different levels.
Sure, yeah.
So you'll also get to see eye to eye with some of the monkeys and things we have free roaming in there, the cotton-top tamarins. Then we're also adding the giant Amazon River Otter exhibit. They're a lot like the North American otters, but they get up to 6 feet.
Oh, so whoa! Otter that's 6 feet long?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
The three we have now, they're young and they're already about 60 pounds. They're a lot of fun to watch, very mischievous creatures, so we're already hoping that no seagulls fly into the exhibit. But they're a lot of fun. We're excited about that. And then also the same day on May 28th, we're reopening Palm Beach, which is our white sands beach.
Mm-hmm.
We shipped in many years ago the sands from Florida, and we're adding a lazy river, two 18-foot tower slides, a wave pool, all those kind of things.
Oh,
so,
my.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun for the whole family.
Well, and you're right, because I know y'all were hit very hard by the hurricane. We were down, Memorial Day a year ago, and then the rebuilding process had started now, but it sounds like you're well down the road, and it's with the enhancements, it's a neat place. Obviously, as you're coming into Galveston, you can see the pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
As you're coming in, you see it off to the right, and it's lots of good stuff. So, spring break, and then the date again for the opening?
May 28th.
Okay,
very good.
And they got a website. You have a website where your folks can go and look?
MoodyGardens.org.
Okay, there you go. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
All right, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Aggie Reports brought to you by the College Station Medical Center. Our hospital's an Aggie tradition. Healthcare, it's what we do. Today's Aggie Report in a moment. Are you a weekend warrior? Then you'll be interested in the 16-game weekend package that includes every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday home game, including Texas and Baylor for Aggie baseball. Don't miss a single pitch. As an added bonus, call the Holiday Inn Aggieland to receive a special rate when purchasing the Weekend Warrior package. To purchase the Weekend Warrior plan, visit AggieAthletics.com and click on tickets. The season's underway. Aggie baseball, this is home. Aggie baseball team has two games scheduled against the University of Texas Pan American. There's one tonight at 6:35, and there's another tomorrow afternoon at 3:05 at Olson. So get out and support your team. Aggies, by the way, this coming weekend, for those of you listening to the show down in the Houston area, will be at the Minute Maid College Baseball Classic this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll likely talk more about that when we get closer into the weekend. Hey, one of the things that will be starting shortly is the renovation over at Olson Field. And I visited with our head baseball coach, Rob Childress, about the recent groundbreaking and the excitement that there is about this remodeling of Olson. Rob Childress.
Well, it's been an amazing, you know, last 3 or 4 years. I mean, from sitting down and having talks to, you know, there's just so many people to thank. It goes to so many people. I mean, probably over 1,000 people that all said, this is something that I want to be a part of and we're going to make happen. And I've gotten to know so many more Aggies and on a friendship basis rather than just an acquaintance, you know, throughout the process, driving all across the state and having midweek, you know, sit down at people's house, you know, get-togethers and talking about our story and our needs and what we need for our program. To me, at Texas A&M, we've got the best from a support standpoint, from academics to strength to nutrition, the greatest campus in the country as far as community. And, you know, the facility in 1978, it was the crown jewel of college baseball. And since then, others have really taken off and made improvements. And, you know, I really truly believe for the next 20 years, people around the country are going to be, you know, wanting to chase Texas A&M and build what's about to come here in about 3 weeks.
Texas A&M head baseball coach Rob Childress, the Aggies and UT Pan Am at 6:35 tonight, 3:05 tomorrow at Olson Field. I'm Dave South. That's another Aggie Report. If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
David Gardner's has the answer to that question. What can I get that's extra special this year for fill in the blank? What is it? Birthday, anniversary, or just because? And David Gardner's has been doing that for a long, long time. For more than 25 years, David's been creating jewelry to sell in his store. So he's done a whole bunch of ideas, and he can take some of those ideas and tweak them around and make them even more personal for you based on what you generally like. Do you want one large stone surrounded by little stones? Do you want just one stone all by itself? Or do you want several different colors, different shapes, different sizes of stones? You want to use white gold, yellow gold, combination? Any of those things. You know, even though he's been doing this for 25 years, David still enjoys the creation process. And, you know, comes in, puts something together. That's one of the things he really enjoys. And they manufacture some of the jewelry right there in the store. They have the foundry in the back. And, of course, the jeweler's bench right up front. Now, if you've got somebody in your family who's about to get married or they're looking to get engaged, then, you know, the wedding sets that they have, they're just outstanding for you to look at. And they have special events from time to time for those individuals who are looking for an engagement set. Find big-name designers. They're at David Gardner's plus their own creation. So stop in and see them. 911 University Drive. It's David Gardner's.
Well, it's March, and that means it's the time of year to start thinking about your garden. So why not let's talk about the Brazos Valley Farmers Market. It's every weekend, every Saturday, if you didn't know. And if you didn't know, well, Patrick Gendron is always the guy to give you the information. Here's Patrick.
The Farmers Market, you know, there's all kinds of things to come down and do. It's just not a place to buy vegetables, but it's a great social gathering. And every Saturday morning, we are at the corner of Texas Avenue and William J. Bryan Parkway. Right across the street from the Brazos County Courthouse.
Yeah, it's a fun time every Saturday. Now, last month they had their big Valentine special day, but they've got other special events really that run throughout the year. Again, they're there every Saturday morning.
We'll have a St. Patrick's Day event and then an Easter celebration and then Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas. So we have something special each of the holidays.
Well, yeah, and summertime, of course, is always big for the farmers market.
Yeah, we do have special events in the summertime, too, because we partner with the Go Texan program, the Texas Department of Agriculture, and do some functions with demonstrations. And that's when we have a lot of vegetables coming in. And usually we have something for the July 4th, too.
Probably time for you to think about starting your garden, starting your vegetable garden. Hopefully there won't be another freeze. There might be. This is Texas, after all. But Patrick Gendron says you can use the farmer's market and the people down there and the experience to get tips about your garden.
And come out now and start talking to some of the farmers and gardeners, because they're already thinking about that, too. Yeah, and, you know, this area of Texas, you know, it's very difficult to grow any kind of vegetable or fruit. And the people, our growers, our members, our farmers and gardeners at our market have had experience in this area dealing with, you know, when to plant, when not to, and what to do, and what kind of varieties, too. So, you know, if you can come to the farmer's market any Saturday morning and talk to any of our growers and farmers to talk about what kind of varieties to plant. You might be able to buy some of those seedlings and some of those plants, and you know, that you need to get started right away. And we're also encouraging new members. If someone is a farmer or if they're a gardener and they want to come out and sell their vegetables and their fruit this coming spring season, now's the time to come and join up, and they can go to our website, BrazosValleyFarmersMarket.com. Just www.BrazosValleyFarmersMarket.com. Get an application, and the more the merrier. You know, like I said, we're not just a place of commerce. This is a social event. This is a gathering where people come and enjoy themselves and bring their kids. And it's a wonderful place to be.
And Patrick Gendron reminds you that there's a lot of things to do in downtown Bryan besides buy from farmers market.
Yeah, you know, you come to the farmers market, then there's all kinds of events in downtown Bryan, all kinds of shopping in downtown Bryan, too. You know, we're just right across the street from Texas Avenue from downtown Bryan.
Again, BrazosValleyFarmersMarket.com. That's where you can go to get all the information. Thank you, Patrick Gendron, for everything you do. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.
brought to you by Meese and Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese and Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese and Associates, an involved community partner. Meese and Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese and Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time, 836, 50 degrees right now at the studios, high today about 71. We'll take a look at your forecast after this final look at news brought to you by Mia's on Main. For windows beyond measure and more, it's Mia's on Main in the Brazos Decorative Center, downtown Bryan. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. A Brazos County jury reached its decision in a capital murder trial Monday before lunch. The panel, which spent the weekend sequestered in a local hotel, convicted artist Pollard of Brenham in the December 2006 shooting death of Terrell McCoy at a home northwest of Bryan. Pollard received an automatic sentence of life in prison without parole because prosecutors did not seek the death penalty. State senators looked Monday at alternative models to help fund Texas public education. Bryan Republican and Senate Finance Committee Chair Steve Ogden says the models are an improvement, but still not good for Texas schools.
Every one of these models, I'll bet, will look a lot better than what's in the base bill. The base bill basically decimates public ed.
The models Ogden references show the effect on local school districts from various levels of spending cuts. So far, many of those models don't look good, and they haven't even run yet with the full $9.3 billion cut that's in the Senate bill as proposed. You can't say you haven't been warned if you're caught illegally crossing railroad tracks by Bryan police. Officers will be on trains today looking for traffic violations. Sergeant Jeff Peters says a common problem is stopping on the tracks.
You're in a bad situation, not only for your vehicle or anybody, the safety of anybody in your vehicle, but if a train hits that and for whatever reason it causes a derailment, how many more people have you put in jeopardy at that point?
When a similar exercise was done last September, 34 drivers were ticketed during that time, since that time, a local man died when he was hit by a passing train. State inspectors gave the green light last week, and Monday was the final stamp of approval before opening a $13 million expansion at St. Joseph Regional Health Center. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details.
Reverend Callie Candy gave the first of two blessings.
Bless each new life that is entrusted to our care, and may their families be blessed as they care for the children.
Chief Executive Officer Kathy Cruzy, who arrived last fall, thanked everyone for their patience during 2.5 years of construction.
All those adjustments made the work of caring for new moms and babies even more challenging, but it was a challenge you took on with enthusiasm. It speaks to the pride you take and the compassion that you extend to the families you serve. It stands as an excellent example of our values as you maintain reverence for patients under challenging conditions, maintain the quality of service this unit has always been known for.
The St. Joseph's Women's Center grew from 6 to 11 delivery rooms and added a separate special care nursery, among other new services and equipment. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Texas Department of Transportation has another idea to improve the deadly intersection of Highway 30 and FM 244 in Carlos and Grimes County, and you have the opportunity to see those plans tonight. TxDOT's Bob Caldwell says the idea is to bring 244 over Highway 30 east of Carlos Missionary Baptist Church, which is also the site of tonight's meeting.
In every project that TxDOT does, public involvement is very, very important. And so we're trying to come back and just meeting with the citizens out there to see what they think, and we will go from there.
TxDOT staff will be available for questions at 5, followed by a formal presentation at 6. And a week from Thursday night at the Brazos Center, there will be a discussion about improving Highway 190. And the latest honor during the 100th anniversary of the birth of President Ronald Reagan is a week from Thursday at the George Bush Presidential Library. Reagan is this year's winner of President Bush's Excellence in Public Service Award. The executive director of the Library Foundation, Roman Papaduk, expects this year's presentation to be more emotional because James Baker, who worked for both President Bush and Reagan, will accept the award.
Jim Baker is a perfect link between the two presidents. As you know, Baker served as Treasury Secretary in the Reagan administration and then also as White House Chief of Staff when in the second term for President Reagan. And during President Bush's administration, of course, he served as Secretary of State and then toward the end of the administration as White House Chief of Staff again. So he has a good bird's eye view of the strengths and characters of both men, and I know he enjoyed working for both of them. And as you know, he remains extremely close to President Bush to this day.
Free tickets for the program are available at the Bush Library and here at the WTAW business offices during regular business hours. They're also at other locations around town. WTAW News Time, 840, 50 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Mia's on Main. More local news today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi there, Mia with Mia's on Main here. Each year I get tons of calls for plantation shutters, but let's face it, they can be expensive. Until now. For a limited time, we're offering plantation wood shutters installed for only $18 per square foot. These quality wood shutters are custom, providing insulation, light control, and timeless beauty. Whether you're looking for custom shutters, draperies, bedding, blinds, or shades, trust your decor to Mia's on Main.
Mia's on Main, 823 Main. That's 823-6246. Mia's on Main in the Brazos Valley Decorative Center.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928, Twin City Coffee Service.
Let's do some weather. Got some for you. It's brought to you by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure, it'll continue to drift across the area, and as it does so, it's going to result in lots of sunshine. High is moving off towards the east, so we'll have supports for warm weather over the next few days. Today, we should top out near 70. Clear tonight, 45 to 50. More sunshine for tomorrow, we're 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, it'll be clear, lows near 50 degrees. And Thursday is sunny. Afternoon highs on Thursday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, we just haven't told a joke in the longest time.
I think last time we actually laughed without having to be coerced.
Yeah, that was the one about Amen, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah, that was the one about...
I didn't say I remembered what it was.
Yeah, yeah, no, it was a... Yeah, I thought you'd probably tell that at church. Yeah, how they said, does anybody... They were doing a prayer, and somebody said, do you know what Amen means? And little Johnny said, isn't that the same thing as hit and send?
Roy Stigman's here. Yes.
Wasn't as funny as the second time.
Yeah, it wasn't. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. They just called from the office, and the carpool address is 3869 F&B Road. And thank you for letting me correct that with your listeners.
Because there isn't any 869 F&B Road. I should have been listening to know that. Yeah. Which, by the way, stands for feed and breed. Did you know that? That's what F&B stands for.
I do now.
I do.
I didn't know that.
Feed and breed. That's what F&B wrote, because all that agricultural stuff was out there. Yep, you bet.
I'm glad the staff is listening to Royce, though, you know.
That's a good thing. Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, I got something that will make you laugh. You all made me think earlier when you mentioned Utah playing. We were at Buffalo Wild Wings one night after a hockey game, and this lady of indeterminate hair color looked up and saw Utah and says, by the way, where is the University of Texas at Houston located?
Oh, very good. Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, very good. An elderly woman died last month. Oh. Having never been married, she requested no male pallbearers.
Is this the joke?
Maybe.
Oh, okay. Well, you said last month, and so I'm thinking, yeah. Okay.
Last month could have been yesterday.
Am I supposed to laugh at the demise of someone? I was just a little unsure.
Okay. Gotcha. She wanted no male pallbearers.
Yeah, no male pallbearers.
Elderly woman died by not male pallbearers.
Was she ever married?
In her handwritten instructions for her memorial service, she wrote, they wouldn't take me out while I was alive. I won't let them take me out when I'm dead.
That's cute.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'll use that at my next funeral. How about that?
Yeah, see how that goes for you.
Yeah. Okay. Your next funeral of an unmarried 90-year-old.
Yeah.
Special. I know we're all in mourning here, but I got a good one for you.
Hey.
Special celebration for a 91-year-old member of the Winterville, Georgia Methodist Church, stepping down after 75 years as the piano player.
Good for her.
Golly, one bad note.
Yeah.
you know?
Isn't that the truth? Sorry, you're out of here.
I don't know. I think Miss Julia Garland was probably getting close at McKenzie Methodist Church in Clarksville, where I went to church growing up.
75 years as a piano player.
Because, I mean, you could just see the top of her purple hair sticking up down there in that organ pit. But, boy, she could make that pipe organ hum now.
Make it happen.
Oh, man.
She went home and played Spencer Davis stuff, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
All right,
She did the organ riff from Come On Baby, Light My Fire.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. No, Inagata DeVita, yeah, buddy. Yeah. You hear that going on in Clarksville.
Yeah, that's right. To the melody of How Great Thou Art.
The long-term congregate was honored at a special Sunday service and celebration lunch as part of Mary Whitehead Day. Miss Whitehead began playing the piano in church when she was 15 back in 1935.
Bless her heart.
Golly.
Yeah, that's great.
Seen it all. She's got some stories, don't you
know?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Yeah. Wonder when she's with who that oughtn't be. Yeah,
wonder right. when she quit using music. I bet she didn't use any sheet music either. She had it all in her head. Couldn't see it anymore. Yeah. Oh, very nice. Okay, it began as a mere computer glitch, but the Commonwealth Bank in Australia soon had a frenzy on its hands yesterday as customers raced to cash in on a fault in its ATM network. Hundreds of people at dozens of CommBank branches around Sydney, Australia, queued up 30 deep after social media sites went haywire with reports of the bank's ATMs giving out free money. Customers with a few dollars in their accounts were suddenly able to withdraw hundreds as they text, tweeted, and in other ways let people know about their unexpected windfalls. Obviously, the crowds grew quickly, but like most free things, it was too good to be true.
I was going to say, you have to stick your card in the machine.
Yeah, you have to stand in front of a camera as well.
That would seem very traceable.
Police soon warned people caught withdrawing more than they owned that you could be traced and you could face 10 years in jail for fraud. If these people know they're not entitled to the money, then certainly they are committing an offense. Mm-hmm. So see how that turns out. Those withdrawal limits are up to $2,000 a day for cardholders who have certain kinds of MasterCards available. Nobody received any free cash.
Yeah, well, they did, but they'll have to give it back.
All right, Philadelphia, Bakersfield, and Fresno. Woohoo! Which one of those would you rather be in? I think Philadelphia would win hands down. They're the most toxic cities in America.
Mm. Now, Bakersfield's very agricultural.
Yeah,
agricultural.
It is.
What about Fresno? Same thing?
Same thing. Really? Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Philadelphia, though? I don't know. Anyhow, what they said is a new study looked at air and water quality. Newark's going, yes!
Yeah, really. We're not in the list.
We're toxic for another reason. Uh-huh. Anyway, Philadelphia area has over 50 Superfund sites. Really, really poor water quality and a hefty amount of toxic release. New York City and Baton Rouge rounded out the top five.
Yeah, but you can get cheesesteak there. I mean,
you can.
Come on, you go to Geno's. I mean,
and there's certain parts of Baton Rouge that are very nice. Just don't get near the river. I mean,
nah.
Oh, remember that story we had about the human breast milk ice cream shop?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Yeah, it's done.
Over already.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, they shut it down.
They shut it down. I was going to say otherwise, I guess production might be a
a little freaky story. If you weren't with us, it was an ice cream parlor in London that was selling a frozen treat made from human breast milk. It's creaky. You're a little creepy. The ice creamist, a lot creepy. Mm-hmm, the ice creamist parlor is called Baby Gaga Flavor. Started selling it last Friday. Over the weekend, acting on two complaints about the shop selling food product from a bodily fluid. No nice way to say that. The city council ordered the remaining ice cream seized while awaiting guidance from Britain's Food Standards Agency.
Well, if they'd have put it in,
they got a memo back from them saying, "What do you think you want us to do with it?"
Yeah, they said the milk was screened in line with blood donor requirements before being pasteurized and churned together with vanilla pods and lemon zest. A dish coming in a martini glass sold for $22.50.
Oh well, there's your problem,
man.
You know.
That's not for everybody.
And that's in pounds, which means it's more dollars than that.
Yeah. So. If they'd have put it in a cake cone, you know, or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let you have some mix-ins.
Yeah. Yeah, some sprinkles, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, or you could have gone to Dairy Queen and made a blizzard out of it, right?
Exactly. It's time for March Madness at Hogan's Trucks Unlimited. Hogan's Trucks Unlimited is having their third annual March Madness tent sale. This year's tent sale will feature Hogan's complete line of products, including Ferris, Cub Cadet, Hustler, and Kawasaki. On-site demos will be available, as well as hot dogs and cold drinks on Saturday, March 5th. It's Hogan's Trucks Unlimited's third annual March Madness tent sale, March 4th and 5th, Highway 21, half mile east of the bypass. Special pricing and financing programs available. Call 778-7481 or visit hogantrucks.com.
Whether you're considering replacing the windows in your existing home or building a new home and looking for cost-effective and energy-efficient windows, call Intercon at 823-3639. Intercon offers windows for both new construction and for replacement that easily beat the standard requirements for energy efficiency. Call or come by Intercon and let Oscar or Brad Beard show you how you can protect your most valuable investment by buying windows which are among the very best available, yet extremely affordable. Intercon's replacement windows are installed by Intercon employees that work on windows every day. Call Intercon today for a free quote and no pressure. Keep your home energy efficient throughout the year. Let the fine folks from Intercon help you with all your window needs. Call Oscar or Brad Beard today at Intercon at 823-3639, 823-3639.
It's flu season, so wash your hands often, cover your cough and sneeze, stay home if you're sick, and get your flu shot, which now protects against H1N1. Learn more at texasflu.org or dial 211. Stopping the flu is up to you. Brought to you by the Texas Department of State Health Services.
If you're over 50, the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is for you. This issue of Brazos Wellness focuses on smart ways for seniors to live well, how to find the ideal assisted living residence, dental care, fitness, and many more healthcare topics for people 50 and over. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled with local articles. For information about advertising in Brazos Wellness Magazine's issue for seniors, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting, 695-9595. Brazos Wellness Magazine.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, coming up on about 8 minutes till. I know it sounds creepy, but it might be a trend as funeral homes try to market their facilities as more than just a place to mourn the dead. The appeal... It costs less.
Uh-huh.
It's available a lot of the time. It has well-manicured lawns, and it's tasteful on the outside. So why not get married at a funeral home?
Hey.
Yeah. All right.
Rent a little awning and some, sure.
One funeral home.
Yeah, get some covers for the chairs and some bottled water with the
funeral home logo
funeral
on
Funeral home
it.
Name or logo
yeah.
on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, kids could play croquet in the back.
Sure. One funeral home in Indianapolis.
I guess you have to have the reception off-site, though. So.
Probably so. One funeral home.
Because people keep tripping. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you got flowers there. Could we just hold the flowers till later? Thank you. One funeral home in Indianapolis.
Oh, a nice spray for your wedding.
Yeah. Nothing says happy marriage like a funeral spray.
Yeah. Just cut the ribbon, clip that
Way
ribbon.
Way I see it's two birds with one stone. Just ask your mama.
That's right. There you go. One funeral home in Indianapolis now hosts a dozen events a month and has the weekends booked for nearly the rest of the year, including 99 weddings.
Can you imagine, though, the first time you opened an invitation said, the parents of so-and-so are invite you to rejoice with them in the uniting of their daughter in holy matrimony to, Bill Kerfluffin at Parker and Sons, at Parker and Sons Eternal Rest Mortuary. Yeah.
What? Okay. Funeral home. I mean, here.
And hardware store.
I mean,
right?
Yeah, really. I mean,
just go with it. See, just go with it. I mean, funeral homes can also host.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Got that for you.
And the flower girl cute.
Oh,
but so ashen.
You're playing the wrong song.
Hey, but at least great grandpa's here.
That's right.
I thought you were going to play We've Only Just Begun.
Yeah.
Anyway, funeral homes also can host birthdays, anniversaries.
Oh, yeah, good.
Even better.
Hopefully it's your grandmother's birthday, right?
Well, no.
Hello.
You could have that jump house.
There are those that would tell you that funerals and weddings are synonymous.
Yeah. That's what I said. Two birds, one stone.
Yeah. There you go. So, and some think it's even more meaningful to be married near the grave of a loved one, especially if it's a parent. No, they don't.
Pass.
The National Funeral Directors Association says a survey last year found that almost 10% of 627 funeral home owners who responded said they owned or offered a community or family center in addition to the traditional funeral facilities. People have tunnel vision, said one funeral director, but I don't see a funeral home. I see an event center.
Then change the name.
Yeah. Event center?
Oh.
Merklick and Sons Event Center.
Yeah, I can just.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're married near a loved one. You know, Grandpa despised Bubba, but
but we're here in the shadow of his grave.
That's right. He's 6 feet down, and he can't
say much.
No, he can't.
So now,
but if he was here, he might. Yeah.
He'd finally turn in his ways and say that Bubba.
Bubba, don't do that on Grandpa. No.
All right. Looks like the China government is cracking.
I just moved this all to West Virginia, didn't I?
Yeah, really. Yeah. No, because you didn't say Uncle Grandpa.
The greeter, when you first arrive, there will be, are you here for the wedding or the funeral?
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, because a funeral home has to keep up business, and I would think that they're probably going to, they're going to make a whole lot more money off of a funeral than they are a wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And so you get there, you know, I'm so happy for you. I'm so sorry for you. Yeah. I mean, you leave one, go right to the other one, I suppose.
What kind of face do you have to wear, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and buddy, if you're a minister and walk in the wrong room, hey, everybody, it's a great day. Oh, yeah.
The Brazos Valley Symphony's season of local connections continues Sunday, March 6th at 5 p.m. as music director Marcelo Busicchi conducts the symphony in this classical master's concert. Bach's Richard Carr, the haunted strains of Brahms' Third Symphony and Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3, featuring piano sensation and winner of the Juanita Miller Concerto Competition, Sean Hong, will be performed by the symphony. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit bvso.org or call the MSC box office.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. I want to say thank you to all of our loyal customers for a great year. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't stop by and see us, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we truly care. We provide you with the best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you coming back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Children learn to read on the laps of their parents. Did you know nearly two-thirds of low-income families have no children's books at home? So here's how you can help. Become a part of the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program today. Bring a new or gently used children's book to any Half Price Books between now and March 31st. Drop it off in the Half Pint Library donation box. It's that simple. At the end of the drive, Half Price Books will match your donations and distribute to local organizations for kids in need. Help us share the love of reading with young children and their families. Remember, one good book can help inspire a lifelong reader. And only with your contributions can a Half Pint Library become a reality. To learn more about the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program or to find a store near you, visit hpb.com. The Half Pint Library Book Drive. It's kids' books from the community, for the community.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. New York's about to get another area code.
Oh.
And if you remember, in the old days, you know, if you look at a 10-key keypad, you see on your phone that, like, New York was 212.
Right.
And so it was real easy to just, you know, do those right there. Dallas was 214 right there on the left-hand corner. And
we were 214 growing up. That's how far out 214 went.
Oh, there you go.
And you know, and then Dallas all of a sudden got 972, and then we were changed to 903. And 903 is still a huge area code because you can go into Leon County and get into 903.
See, and 903 is difficult on a keypad. You know,
tell me about it.
There you go. But anyhow, it's going to be beginning April the 16th. Mm-hmm. 929. It'll be Bronx, Brooklyn, and Staten Island. They're running out of phone numbers is what's happening.
That's because of the cell phone.
Yep. Yeah. They're just running out.
Gee, that's close to 979. I wonder if we'll be getting some New York calls.
Hey, Larry, pick up your phone.
Yeah, man, can I get a pie here? Can I get a pie?
It's you know, the only thing that'd be better is if it was 949.
Yeah.
You know, because then we might start to get some phone calls.
Yeah. Strange stuff. All right, here we go. On this date in history.
I love this part.
1692, the Salem witch trials began in Salem Village, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. That's a bright spot in our history.
You betcha. Mm-hmm. And in 1983, Swatch introduced its first watch.
I had one.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. I had a swatch.
1983. And let's see if there's anything else. Homeland Security. Gerald Ford predicted that Ronald Reagan would never be president.
He also said he could make it down those stairs without falling.
30 seconds.
It doesn't happen often, but, you know, when we give you the box office rankings on Monday, that is an...